The following is a presentation of Team Glory Sports.
97.5 Glory FM. WGTJ Radio presents Friday Night Football in North Georgia. Welcome to the countdown to kickoff of tonight's game with the Longstreet Cafe pregame show. Let's go to the field for tonight's game on 97.5 Glory FM.
It is Thursday Night Football here on 97.5 Glory FM. Joe Gailey, Gary Glenn, Mike Parfitt with you back in our studio. Producing the game is Nathan Laddie. We're here for the annual FCA East-West All-Star Football Classic from Cherokee Bluff High School in Flowery Branch. It's the last game for these seniors in their high school career, and it's always been a fun game to be a part of. We've been with you since day one of the first FCA East-West All-Star game. We've been all across the area with the Greater Hall FCA, and it's been really something to see. What's really special, Joe, when you have this kind of game is really to see the purpose of the game, first off, and then really you see really the camaraderie. You see the brotherhood when it comes. These players who were enemies during the regular season, now they're part of a team.
And it really is. I went down and took some pictures for Nathan. You can see on our website. It was kind of cool seeing them joke around with each other and be talking with each other. You'd have this guy from this team, this guy from this team talking. You had a East Hall and a Habersham Central talking, and you had a Branch and a Jackson County. So it's really fun to see that type of camaraderie. The guys getting along, and a lot of them know each other anyway from camps and other stuff that just growing up. It might even be relatives, who knows? But it was fun. I got to talk with Joel Olinsky. Joel, two-time Defenders A champions in their league, GIAA, I believe it is, over.
No, the GAPPS for Lanier Christian.
Yeah, Lanier Christian, and Joel's a volunteer coach for me when I was recreation director in White County. So I got to visit with him for a second and got to see his son, Titus, who is now way bigger than me and as big as dad. And I'm like, good gracious, he's grown a lot in like 6 years. So it's really fun for me to see these kids as they've grown up too.
No doubt about it. And the way the FCA here in North Georgia has grown. When Jason Lesher first took over, mm-hmm. over what, almost 18, 19 years ago, I think it was, from that standpoint, is that it was just Hall County, and then it bloomed into Jackson County, then Banks County, and then it kept growing and growing. And now that he was promoted to North Georgia and then to the state of Georgia, and then retired from FCA, and Clint Fair has taken over as the director for North Georgia FCA. They have the brand new offices in downtown Gainesville on Spring Street, and you have both the North Georgia office of FCA and also the Greater Hall FCA offices there. And you see now we've got schools all the way up to the county, the state line, in fact, because you have Rabun County involved now, Stevens mm-hmm. County is involved, Hall County, all the schools in the county, public and private, along with the Banks Jackson County FCA, directed by Ben Hildebrandt. And then you have new schools joining us this year. You have Dawson County, Lumpkin County, White County, Habersham Central, where we were at a few years ago. Mm-hmm. So it's great to see how FCA has grown, Joe, here in the area.
It really is. It's fun. And, coming together for the Fellowship of Christian Athletes is really cool. They come down earlier today to get together and meet here at the school about 4 o'clock today. They had a pregame meal that was catered by Longstreet, of course, and then they go to the locker room and get dressed. I'm just kind of looking at their itinerary. Then they come out, they get their team and their school pictures. So each one of them, that's like the North Hall kids that have their pictures taken, then they have them as a big team taken together.
Yep.
And then they'll have their own field warm-up, which they're going through now as they go through. And then we get ready about 7 o'clock and get ready to play. And, the game is still football, but it's different. And I think last year we had a running clock. There's no rushing on the punts if they have any punts, no rushing the kicker on extra points or field goal to try, stuff like that. So don't want to get anybody injured. You want to have a good time, but you still want to showcase some kids.
Sure.
And as Gary gets to talk with them throughout the game, he'll find out some kids that are already committed to go somewhere or are on the cusp of going somewhere or still kind of weighing their options because they've still got to go through the rest of this school year before they'll do something in the spring.
Well, you saw the national signage a couple of days ago, Joe, yep, and there's exactly. still some, you know, opportunities for people. We used to see scouts here at this game, and you'd get a chance to really get a close-up look to some of these players.
Yeah, and, you know, and I'm not going to say there's not. I know there's a lot of folks down on the sideline looking, talking with each other, so there may be a few of those down here, too. I don't know.
Oh, no doubt about it here. You're tuned to the FCA East-West All-Star Football Classic of 97.5 Glory FM. We're counted to kick off. We've got more to this two-minute timeout live from Cherokee Bluff on 97.5 Glory FM.
Hi, I'm Hope. Welcome to Long Street Cafe.
Yes, I'm the local food critic, and I'm here to see why everyone loves your food.
Sure, come with me. Here in the kitchen, you can see we're hand-breading our fried chicken. Over here, we're making our homemade biscuits and cornbread.
Once a day, I presume.
More like once an hour. And here is our fresh banana pudding right out of the oven.
Wow! Long Street Cafe, you...
But the home and cooking?
By George, I think she's got it.
With two Gainesville locations.
There's nothing like cool, crisp air of fall in North Georgia after a hot, humid summer. Conditioned Air Systems is here to get your HVAC system ready for the changing seasons. With regular maintenance that saves you money on your energy bill, and look no further for quick, reliable plumbing repairs or installation services. Conditioned Air Systems has been a trusted name in Northeast Georgia for over 45 years. Call us today at 1-800-AC-REPAIR.
Injuries are never planned and often happen after hours or over the weekend. That's why NGPG Orthopedic and Sports Medicine offers the Black and Blue Walk-In Clinic for injured athletes every Monday morning in their offices in Gainesville, Braselton, Buford, Houston, and Jefferson. No need to call. Just walk right in between 8:30 and 11:30 on Monday mornings. And one of their sports medicine and orthopedic doctors will be there to help identify, treat, and care for your injury. To learn more, you may visit ngpg.org/blackandblue.
This is Matt Nix, president of Duplicating Products. Our local business has served Northeast Georgia with trusted office equipment and local service support for over 50 years. We're proud to support high school football and proud to help businesses stay up and running with fast personal service. As the region's largest independent Canon, Ricoh, and HP dealer, we offer the industry's best equipment backed by real local people. When your copier or printer goes down, we're there fast. Visit duplicatingproducts.com. We're local and ready to serve you.
Welcome back to the Long Street Cafe pregame show on 97.5 Glory FM.
And it's always fun to showcase these athletes here in North Georgia with the FCA East-West All-Star Football Classic on 97.5 Glory FM. The voice of West Hall, Ryan Phillips, will be joining us. I'm filling in for me next Tuesday, our high school basketball broadcast, who's the public address announcer for tonight's ball game, introducing the rosters for both teams. And, Joe, we got a lot of players to talk about tonight. And we'll have all that for you coming up. He'll be introducing the rosters of both the east side and the west side. And with all the schools here in Hall County, with Jackson County and East, I think East Jackson also is involved. We don't have Gainesville and Jefferson here tonight because Gainesville's in Rome this evening playing in the Class 5A state semifinals. Jefferson waiting to play for the state championship coming up next week in Atlanta. So those players are not with us this evening, and we just wish them the very best. But get that list ready to go, buddy?
Yeah, I do. I got for the Team East, they'll be the team in blue tonight. Going down the roster, they'll have Walt Jarrett from East Hall, Drew Kalinowskis from Lanier Christian, Griffin Harper from Flyer Branch, Jordy Acosta from Johnson, Devon Swinton from Stevens County, Chasen Jones from East Hall, which is interesting is because he's playing basketball. So it's interesting he's here tonight, but he is. Slade Swarzik from Jackson County, Donovan Warren from Hap Central, Jamarcus Harrison from East Hall, Tripp Morris from Flowery Branch, Lucas Pruitt, East Hall, Jonah Vandegrift with a T, Lanier Christian, Kamani Hester from East Hall, Deacon Wiley, Jackson County, Daniel Berrios from Stevens County, Connor Holtzclaw from Stevens County, Anthony Chastain from Johnson, Adam Ginn from Flowery Branch, Jake Lewis from Jackson County, Carson Peacock from Flowery Branch, Connor Brooks from East Hall, Austin Williams, Hab Central, Ren Skinner from Jackson County, Prince Rose from Flowery Branch, Austin Crow, East Hall, Kevin Walter, Stevens County, Brooks Resinella from Flowery Branch, Camden Reed, Hab Central, Titus Lilinski from Lanier Christian, Jemias Demery, East Hall, and Caleb Lewis from Jackson County. The coaches are Thomas Flowers. He's the head coach from Stevens County. Assistants are Gilbert Espinoza, Matt Turner, David Head, Thomas Niles, Joel Walensky, Jeff Fambro, Scott Skilling, Gordon Thickpin, Garrett Kinsey, and Tristan Daniels. Team West will be the white team tonight. You've got Brock Hall from Cherokee Bluff, Parker Cox from Lumpkin County, Brett Pierce from Cherokee Bluff, John Millar from North Hall, Ben Plemons, Chesty, Jerome Young from North Hall. Dawson Reed was chosen from North Hall, but he's unable to be here tonight. Wolf Harbin from Lumpkin County, River Kelly from Lumpkin County, Eric Johansson from Cherokee Bluff, Lane Morris, Banks County, Easton Drew, White County, Michael Donatelli from North Hall, Malcolm Millsap, Cherokee Bluff, Patrick Woody, Lumpkin County, Sean Fruster from Raven County, Michael Omey from Riverside, Brody Easton from Dawson County, Buddy Clark from North Hall, Caleb Wendell from Lumpkin County, Dalton Hulsey from North Hall, Jaquise Chiller from Riverside, Mason McGill, North Hall, Justin Tatum, Riverside, Hunter Robertson, North Hall, Jacob Beloga from Lumpkin County, Ryder Cato, West Hall, James Hendrick, North Hall, Henry Weaver, North Hall, Hayden Weekly, White County, Davey Waller, White County, Jacob Giuliano from Cherokee Bluff, Hunter Stroop from Dawson, Dylan Edwards from Dawson County, Jacob Migala from Chesapeake, and Elijah Ham from North Hall. And the coaches will be Najee Lyon from West Hall, the head coach, Doug Pena, Andrew Dyer, Heath Webb, Gary Mentier, Jeff Lee, Elton Lynn, Lee Coleman, Stacy Young, and Francisco George are the assistants for the West team.
So it's going to be interesting to see how the coaches with Thomas Flowers for Stevens County and Nagy Lyon from West Hall. It's great to see, like with Nagy, he was an assistant coach for Heath Webb at Lumpkin County for several years when Heath was at Lumpkin, of course, and before that at Gainesville, and before they even wound to Bear. So, and Nagy in his first year as a head coach, what an honor for him to become the head coach of the FCA West team here. That's going to be fun to see. We'll see how wide open these guys are. Remember last year with Tommy Jones, how wide open. He said, hey, let's go ahead and have some fun.
They threw it a lot, and I know Gary was walking from one end to the end up at East Hall last year. So yeah, have to see how they do here tonight. The cheerleaders tonight, we've got dimensional cheerleaders.
Absolutely.
From Chesapeake's Olivia Watson, Lainey Adamson, and Kaylee McBride. They're all from Chesapeake. From Flower Branch's Sadie Bishop, Sadie Hart, Georgia Mueller, and Solara Tron, and Olivia Lipsy or Lifsey. And from West Hall, Brooklyn Taylor, Olivia Swafford, and Yaretsi Villalavos. I'll get it right in a minute. Too many vowels in that name.
All right, they're about to have the play of the national anthem and also the pregame prayer here with the FCA. We're taking another 2 minute timeout, get back ready to kick things off here on 97.5 Glory FM with the East West All Star Football Classic from the Fellowship of Christian Athletes.
Welcome to Long Street Radio. Let's talk to John and Jefferson.
Hi, Hope. How does Long Street Cafe keep the biscuits so fresh and tasty?
It's easy, John. We make biscuits fresh from scratch breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Let's go to Sarah in Dawsonville.
Hi, Hope. Just wanted to say I love the selection of meats and vegetables.
Thanks, Sarah. Time for one more call.
Yeah, I wanted to give a shout-out to Mary on your radio commercials. She does a great job.
I think so, too. Thanks, Mary.
You're welcome.
Oops.
Long Street Cafe with two Gainesville locations.
It's kickoff time, Gainesville, and Hardy Chevrolet has the winning lineup you've been waiting for. From rugged Silverados to family-ready SUVs, our inventory is stacked for every game. And customer service? It's always first string. Visit Hardy Chevrolet at 2115 Brownsbridge Road, Gainesville, Georgia. Hardy Chevrolet, where you're always part of the hometown team. Together, let's drive.
Siphon Logistics' commitment is to provide you, the customer, with on-time pickup and delivery every time. Members of the Siphon family have been in the transportation business since 1984. The Siphon Logistics transportation professionals are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, providing maximum flexibility and options to produce the most successful shipping arrangements. Call Siphon Logistics at 770-287-8485 and take a look at their website at siphonlogistics.com.
Good evening, everyone. This is Clint Fair, the North Georgia Director with the Fellowship of Christian Athletes, here on 97.5 Glory FM Friday Night Football. If you could, please join us as we pray to kick off this Friday night. Lord, we thank you for loving us. God, we thank you for who you are. God, help us tonight God, to look to you in all things. Thank you for the tools and the gifts that you've blessed these coaches and athletes with as they perform all across North Georgia, competing in this great game of football. God, watch over, protect them. God, help us to live for you, help them to live for you. God, we thank you for radio stations like 97.5, Glory FM. God, thank you. Thank you, thank you. God, we love you. Again, watch over and protect us. In Jesus' name, amen.
Now, back to the Longstreet Cafe pregame show on 97.5 Glory FM.
And thanks to Clint Fair, the director of the North Georgia FCA League, is in prayer this evening. And a great job with the national anthem here. We've got a nice crowd joining us. It's even going to be football weather night. We have mostly clear skies with 42 degrees here in Flying Branch at Cherokee Bluff. It may feel a little colder than that by the time we get through, Joe.
Well, it's 42 maybe where we're sitting, but I don't feel like I can tell you. Even when we're walking around, it's kind of chilly out there. There's a tad bit of a breeze blowing, and I'm sure that with the wind chill, we're down in the 30s. But it is football weather, like you said.
Yes.
And the guys are dressed up and ready to go. I noticed all the officials have on their long sleeves tonight, so they'll be doing their thing, too. We got the officials, I'll let Gary give those guys in a minute. I think he's got them, if he doesn't, I've got them.
And a big thing for that also, they get an opportunity to also be a part of this game, which we really appreciate.
It is. It's pretty fun for them. I mean, they're all invited. Everybody gets to listen to a little bit of the gospel. They do that during the pregame meal or before the pregame meal, and then follow up with their meetings and then come in and play. So it's a really good time for these kids. And, you know, honestly, Mike, this might be some of these guys' last football game ever.
Absolutely.
Other than pick up backyard football or something like that. So most competitive. And I do say competitive because they do keep score. So this might be their last competitive football game they play. And God bless them. They are out here doing their thing. Congratulations to them for being selected by their peers and coaches to be put on this team for the last game of the year.
It is an honor to be selected in this game also.
Yes,
it really is.
It really is. And it's nice to have them out here. You got Chick-fil-A cow that's down here today. I can't say the chicken, but the cow is here tonight. I'll see them down there. So I know last year they did a little kick to see if somebody won a Chick-fil-A sandwich. I'm sure they'll do that.
Oh, yeah, they do it every year.
Well, thanks to the partners for FCA that get involved with that. See Coach Tommy Jones down there chatting with some folks. So, yeah, ought to be a really fun night for these kids tonight, Mike. Of course, we got to see pretty much everybody. We didn't get to see Raven County, Riverside this year, or Banks, but everybody else, I think we saw.
Yeah, pretty much Stevens County, Johnson, of course, we didn't see them, but we saw most everybody else
this
year.
And
that's what we try to do here at 97.5 Glory FM, is try to bring you to look at some of the success they had this year. The teams that didn't make as far as Gainesville and Jefferson, but Jackson County, the year they had a historic year, first time in the 46-year history of the school playing football that they made the state playoffs at home, won the region championship, won their first ever playoff game, made it to the second, through the second round, to the quarterfinal round, in fact.
Exactly.
And had an outstanding year. And you look at the other schools, have been so successful throughout the year. North Hall with what they did this year. Mm-hmm. East Hall was probably the best team that didn't make the playoffs.
And probably missed the playoffs by, two or three points is about all they did this year.
Well, they lost it on the last play of the season.
Yep.
That's game with Cherokee Bluff up at East Hall. Mm-hmm. And Jamarcus Harrison, God bless him. He'll be having his last day of high school, Joe, next Friday, and he's going to be graduating and going into early admission to Kennesaw State. Mm-hmm. He played for Jerry Mack, who just got a contract extension, so he's looking forward to playing for the Owls. They won the Conference USA Championship last week and going to a bowl game, so he's excited about becoming their quarterback next year.
Yeah, I guess so. The quarterback they had this year looked pretty mobile, so it's going to be fun to watch Jamarcus in that slot next year, making some plays for them. They look really, really good. Lumpkin kind of had another good year. Of course, you mentioned North Hall, Cherokee Bluff.
How about Habersham Central?
Habersham Central, made the playoffs again this year. So, good Northeast Georgia football again this year. And really speak highly of all these guys and the coaches. You get to talk to the coaches throughout the season. And then, of course, we get to do the games on Friday night. So it's a lot of fun to see these guys. And like I always mention, it's fun. A lot of fun for me because some of these kids, like Titus Walensky, I've known Titus and his dad for 8 or 10 years now. Well, and seeing these kids grow up is pretty cool for me.
Well, if you heard me talk with Chris Griffin, though, the night of our basketball game on Tuesday night from Flying Branch, and really the purpose and their goals, and it's not about winning ball games. Mm-hmm. And that's what I love about these coaches out here. Looking, for example, you mentioned Nagy Lyon again. Hitting first year at West Hall, just trying to build a program and build the characters of these young guys.
Exactly.
Because, you know, it's like, okay, you may not remember your wins and losses, but you sure remember playing and the partnership you're going to have with a teammate, that kind of thing. And you'll have some lifelong friendships too.
Right. Well, you know, like you mentioned, they're going to, when they come back, you know, you and I still reminisce about, you know, 50 years ago when we're standing in the bleachers in the pouring rain at North Hall.
Sure.
As students.
Hey, back when I played.
Yeah, and back when you played. And, you know, now these kids can remember this. Hey, you remember when we played in the All-Star game? So that's pretty cool for all these guys, that's for sure. They're waiting on the coin flip, waiting on the time. I think they're going to let the teams run out here. There's about 5 minutes left before kickoff, and looks like the captains are coming out now.
And that's an honor, too, to be selected as a captain in this ball game.
Yep. I'll try to get you the numbers here. They're coming out, and but the Team East will be wearing, tongue-tied. They will be wearing blue jerseys with red trimmed in white numbers. So the dark on dark's a little hard for me to read, but I'm sure we'll figure that out. And the white team will be, the West team will be white with big red numbers trimmed in blue this evening. So we'll try to get those captains as they come out here in just a minute.
They use the FCA colors, which is the blue and gold, and red, the main colors for the Fellowship of Christian Athletes.
Yeah, and the guy in the white hat's got a white FCA hat on.
Yeah, I saw the ECO up here's got a blue one on. That was kind of cool, yeah.
Larry Etheridge is your referee tonight. The umpire is Shane Lively. Michael Langley, the headline judge. Line judge is Carson Brown. Covering the deep folks, Ryan Brown and Derek Collins. And on the electric clock is John Wichard. So those are your officials, and we have appreciate them volunteering their time to come out here, too.
Well, I was telling John when he came in there a second ago, Gary, up here with us, I've seen him a couple times in the last couple. He's doing the shot clock at some of the high school basketball games that we've covered the last few days. So good to see him. All right, for the West team, Lane Morris from Banks County East and Drew from White County are the captains, according to what I'm seeing down here. And I cannot tell who that is on the far side yet with the blue jerseys. They're just now walking up with the guys. Gary will walk out there with them.
And going to need your help tonight, Gary, with these blue uniforms. And you can hear the background down there on the field. And a good crowd gathering here at Cherokee Bluff for this last game. Mm-hmm. Again, let you know, too, programming note, if Gainesville High defeats Rome this evening, we'll bring you the Class 5A State Championship game next Wednesday night with a kickoff at 7:30 from Mercedes-Benz Stadium. We'll bring it to you from the GHSA Football Network next Wednesday night here on 97.5 Glory FM.
Jamarcus Harrison is one of the captains for the East squad. I can see him over there in his number 14. I'm not sure about the other two kids. I think number 90, Titus Lelinski, is one of the big captains, and it looks like there's one more, but I can't tell for sure. Anyway, the teams are out here on the sidelines now, so we'll probably walk out and have the coin flip right here shortly, I would think.
Then we'll get ready for the kickoff in the next ball game.
As we said earlier, it's a little bit different than a regular game. You don't go right into a kickoff. There's a little bit more stuff going on, pageantry, if you will, or whatever, and the teams are out now on each sideline. The white team's on the near side with us.
Well, think about it. It's been a long time since most of these guys have played.
Exactly.
And they didn't have much time to practice either together.
They usually only get two or three, couple-hour practices before the game, so they probably only practice like Monday, Tuesday, maybe this week. Is about all they got to do.
Yeah, we got the West lined up right here. Joe, we got Coach Najee Lyon of West Hall. Coach, what's it been like working with all this talent?
It's been an honor and a privilege to work with such good kids that are here playing to honor Christ. They're also talented players. I'm really happy to coach such talented players. It's been an honor. It's been a privilege. It's been a lot of fun.
Kind of tough to put something together in a few days, but I think once they tee it up, they go play football.
Yes, sir. Well, what you do is you find out who your quarterback's going to be, and you find out what he can do and what he's used to doing, and you go do that. That's what you build your offense around that.
Good luck tonight, Coach. Appreciate it.
Coach Najee Lyon in his first year as head coach and his first year here with the FCA head coach. And I tell you what, I appreciate him. I love talking to him on Thursdays, Joe, and he is really something.
Gary was talking to Coach Lyons and got a late kick start out there to listen in. So I'll cut it over to Gary right now, see if we can listen in to the coin flip.
Do you want to be pretending like it's
They're talking about some things down there with the coaches, or the, I should say the players and the officials. I think we're going to have a lot of fun tonight.
Congratulations on being selected captains with the FCA East-West All-Star Game. Man, it's a great honor to be able to be out here, and especially these officials that are coming out on their own time. We're thankful for our volunteers in that respect. We have a FCA heads and a tail, and West home team, or no, since East, you're the visiting team, what have you call it? All right, call it? East, you call it. Ready? What do you call it? Tail.
It is a tail.
East wins.
Toss, what would you like to do? We're going to defer. So we got.
They're going to defer, so the West gets the football toss.
They did defer.
All right.
All right, we're getting ready for the kickoff of the FCA East-West All-Star Football Classic. Comes up next on 97.5 Glory FM.
97.5 Glory FM is WGTJ Murrayville Gainesville and W248DL Murrayville Gainesville.
Hi, I'm Hope. Welcome to Long Street Cafe.
Yes, I'm the local food critic, and I'm here to see why everyone loves your food.
Sure, come with me. Here in the kitchen, you can see we're hand-breading our fried chicken. Over here, we're making our homemade biscuits and cornbread.
Once a day, I presume.
More like once an hour. And here is our fresh banana pudding right out of the oven.
Wow! Long Street Cafe, you...
But the home and cooking?
By George, I think she's got it.
With two Gainesville locations.
Celebrating the excitement of local high school football, 97.5 Glory FM, WGTJ presents Friday Night Football in North Georgia. Tonight's game is brought to you by Conditioned Air Systems, NGPG Ortho and Sports Medicine, Duplicating Products, Hardy Chevrolet, Siphon Logistics, Optimum Mechanical, Millie's Drapery and Decorating, North Hall Tire and Wheel, EMC Security, and by Long Street Cafe. It's time for the kickoff of Friday Night Football in North Georgia on 97.5 Glory FM, WGTJ.
And we're just moments away from the kickoff. We just heard the pregame prayer from our partner down a few feet from us here, the PA announcer for tonight's ball game, as Ryan Phillips, who's the youth director at Hopewell Baptist Church, and he's one of my neighbors, and he's going to be filling in for me next Tuesday. We'll bring you high school basketball next Tuesday from Chesity as the War Eagles take on White County. He'll be filling in for me. He'll be joining Joe. And tomorrow night, Joe and I are going to be with you in Cleveland as White County takes on North Hall in the first region games of the season for those two teams. Make sure you join us tomorrow night starting at 5:45, the pregame show. And tip-off will be at 6 p.m. right here on 97.5 Glory FM. It's time to kick things off, turn things over. Here's the play-by-play with Joe Gailey.
Thank you, Mike. Caleb Lewis was the other captain for the blue team, Team East, this evening. And as you heard, East won coin toss and will defer. Number four is what I'm seeing. Gary, you may have to help me with numbers, especially on that team. Number four, Jordy Acosta from Johnson, is the kicker. And there's not any blocking, so he's just going to kick it to three guys down there in white jerseys. You've got 42. Okay. Mason McGill is back to receive, along with Blake Magala. Three big boys are back here to receive. And look like Jacob Giuliano or Hunter Stroop back there. So there's nobody else out there, the kicker and the three receivers. So I guess wherever they catch it is going to be down.
See how deep he kicks it.
Yeah.
You know, they gimmick this up a little bit because they don't want anybody to get hurt.
Wow, he kicked that one. Big Mason picks it up at the 8. How about that?
I think they'll just probably bring it out.
Yeah. They do.
Yeah, Big Mason McGill caught it on the run there at the 8-yard line. He probably wishing he had a line in front of him to run it back, Coach. So the Team West will have the basketball. Mike, we're on the transition. I'm already messed up. We'll have the football first.
Yeah, it's a different shape of ball tonight,
yes,
Joe.
Yes, sir. Number 95, Caleb Lewis, big old boy from Jackson County, anchors that line for the defense out there. Look like he's got Ryan Skinner maybe from Jackson County, another kid there beside him. Maybe Stevens County, Kevin Walter, one of those. Anyway, we mentioned all the players. You got quarterback.
They have the same line of scrimmage every series when they start things off after the kick.
Got two running backs and a two or three guys. Oh, the ball got fumbled on the first play, and blue team's going to run it back in the end zone. Holy moly. How about that? A score with under a minute, Michael. Blue team picked it up and ran it in the end zone. Let's see who Ryan saw it was.
On the first play.
Jamias Demery picked it back up and ran it in. Jamias, find him on here, is from, I think, Jamias is from Stevens County, I believe. But anyway, he's one that picked it up. Jamias Demery did, and ran it in for the defense for Team East back into the end zone for the first score of the evening. How about that? Now they'll attempt the extra point with just the center, the holder, and the kicker. And it will be up and good. So a minute into the game, it is 7-0. And Team East will kick off again. How about that, Michael?
So just like that.
Just like that. I think Rissanella from Flowery Branch was the one to kick the extra point right there. Brooks Rissanella from the branch. And, excuse me. As I'm looking down my, Jamias Demery is from East Hall, excuse me. Defensive end picked it up. Scoop and score there from about the 10-yard line for Jamias.
I know he makes Matt Turner, his head coach, very happy down there.
Exactly. Looks like Elijah Ham, Mason McGill, and one other kid. Number 9, River Kelly, it looks like, down there from Lumpkin County, maybe. No, that's 94. That's Blake McGollum from Chesapeake. Those are the three deep guys. And then number 4, Jordy Acosta kicking off again. This actually is the real from Habersham Central, maybe. Now, Camden Mead, I think, is the one that kicked that time. It was Camden Mead from Hab Central kicked off that time and kicked that one out of the end zone down there, Michael.
How about this? They'll get the ball back. What do they use, the 20-yard line?
At the 20.
That's
looks like the 20, yes, sir.
So, again, last time we didn't get a chance to mention what the line of scrimmage was, but that first play had a fumble and a scoop and score. Was 7-0 is your score early on here in this FCA East-West All-Star game from Cherokee Bluff.
As normal, Gary wore his Santa Claus hat tonight, so glad to see he's already in the spirit.
Absolutely.
Got all your Christmas shopping done, I hope?
Not at all.
2 weeks from today.
Snap back to the quarterback. They're going to give it off to a running back who will come over to the near side. That's going to be Ben Plemons from Chesapeake. He gets about 4, maybe 5 yards. The quarterback's number 12, Lane Morris from Banks County.
Tell you what, here Ben Plemons had at Chesapeake.
Yeah. Ben can tote the rock for sure. And he got injured a little bit there, Michael. If he doesn't get injured, he probably does a lot more damage for Chesapeake this year.
Walt Jarrett in on the stop there, Joe. Number 0 he's wearing tonight. Walt out of East Hall.
Mm-hmm. They'll split out 2 guys on the far side. Will Team West. 1 guy on the near side. Quarterback will take it again. That's Morris. Morris is going to take it himself. Now they're going to pitch it to a back. Try to run to the far side. And they get him, knocked him back 3 yards, back to the 20, maybe the 21. How about that? Defense pursued heavily that time and knocked him backwards.
Well, usually in these all-star, these games like this, the defense is ahead of the offense.
Yep.
I mean, you just kind of pin your ears back and go tackle somebody. Offense is a little more complicated.
And it's hard, as we talked about pregame, Gary, it's kind of hard to put offense in two-hour practices, isn't it?
Yeah.
I like what Coach Lyons said there a while ago when you were talking to him. He said, you find a quarterback and build around him.
Pretty vanilla.
Yeah.
That's right.
Same backup. You got two backs on either side of Lane Morris. And you got 1, 2, 3 wideouts. One of those wideouts is over here near us. That's Hayden Weekly from White County. Morris is trying to get, he throws it short, almost intercepted. His intended receiver looked to be Malcolm Millsap, but he was knocked away by, looked like number 22, I think, Kamani Hester from East Hall. East Hall boy's been active already, hadn't he?
Might have been Hester. They got a 23 out there.
Oh, okay. I don't see him on there at all.
I don't see him on the roster at all.
Well, probably we need to see that happen.
Imagine that.
Yeah, really, really. We don't see a 32, that means he got a backwards number.
I'm sure Ryan's going to love that down for us.
They'll have to tell him what's going on. Now the Team West will punch. You've got the center and the kicker.
basically have a fair catch here.
Mm-hmm. And then we get to see Team East on offense for the first time. You know, they scored on defense.
Decent little kick. We'll turn over and come down at the 38-yard line on the east side. The punter that time was 84, Jacob Giuliano from Cherokee Bluff. We got to see him a couple times during the regular season. Yeah, he had a pretty good season. Had a good leg on him on field goals for sure in extra points.
Jarrett fielded it.
Oh,
for the East team.
Team East will take over right now. Defensive backs. I've got Jerome Young from North Hall here on one side. He's playing out, split out wide here with Chasen Jones. How about that?
So you expect the combination of Jamarcus Harrison and Chasen Jones out there.
Chasen's having to get his cheat sheet out and look at the play call on his wristband. Quarterback, that's going to be Jamarcus. He's got a running back beside him. Jamarcus going to throw on first down. He's, oh, complete right there on the other side of midfield. He's all the way down to the 35. The ball came out. And the white team recovered. Are they going to say it's a fumble, aren't they?
Well, he got knocked down. Now let's see what the ruling is. Are they going to rule it a fumble?
Yep, yeah, they're going to call it.
But that was a great pass. Oh, yeah. I mean, right away, he looked like mid-season form there. Mm-hmm. He just threaded the needle, caught it in stride, but somebody punched it out from behind. So now you got them swap the field again.
Back and forth, back and forth. For sure. Well, they'll come out again on offense. They'll have a little bit better field position. They'll be out the 33, nose of the football. 6:25 left here in the first. Blue team leaves it, which is East. East leads it 7-0. You'll have three wideouts, two on the near side. Ball's on the near hash mark. They're going left to right as you look at your radio dial. Plemons on one side of the quarterback of Morris. And then they flip-flop. Eric Johansson from Cherokee Bluff moves over. And number 16, Malcolm Millsap, was in the backfield, and now they're going to have an illegal procedure because so many people were moving.
It'll be interesting to see the philosophy now of Coach Lyon trailing 7-0. Will we try to develop a running game, or will we try to pass it?
They'll have their little huddle back there real quick, talk about it. Morris comes over, gets the play. He'll run back out there. Got number 80, Hayden Weekly, on the near side as a wide out. Two wide outs on the far side for Team West. This time, going to pitch it out to Plemons. Plemons trying to get outside to the 30, the 35, the 40. The 45 spins out to about the 47 or 48. Ben Plemons showing what he did all season. Gets about 15 yards, Gary, across the 45 to about the 47.
That was a fine run by Plemons. Like you said, he's no stranger to fine runs. He's been doing that pretty much all the time. Number 77, Prince Rose, on the stop there. Rose out of Flowery Branch, playing on the offensive and defensive lines.
Mm-hmm.
Again, the Team East in the blue jerseys and Team West in the white.
Blue and white. Lon Morris comes over, gets his offensive play call. We'll go back out.
You can see those red numbers on that white jersey a whole lot better than you can see those
exactly.
Reds.
I'll depend on you a lot tonight with that blue on red down there. That's just, I'll have to tell Clint he needs to go white with a red trim next year on that blue jersey. So it'll stand out more. Three wide outs, two backs, one on either side of Morris. He's going to fake it and pitch it back to a man who's going to get tackled way behind everybody.
That's going to be
a flag come in.
I think they got watch about these defensive guys rush.
That might be a personal foul there.
I'm not sure if that was. It says Millsap as far as the number. Malcolm Millsap had it. And they came back. It's going to be, I don't know if it's a holding or a personal foul. They're going to come back.
I heard personal foul from Ryan.
Okay. Yep, and that's the way they're going to mark it off against the Team East.
Deacon Wiley, number 32, out of Jackson County, in on that that stop.
Love that name, though, Deacon.
Yeah, that's a football name for sure.
Yep.
FCA
name, exactly. That's what I was thinking, Mike.
Well, that too.
Yep. First down and the ball, nose of the ball is touching the 44 of the Team East end of the field. First and 10. Three wideouts, ball's on there, hash mark. Morris will roll back, throws it quickly over here, gets it to Millsap. Millsap's going to be out of bounds. Completion at the 38-yard line right there.
That was a fine catch by Millsap. Walt Jarrett knocked him down, but he had to go up. He had to elevate for that, Joe.
Yes, he did. Millsap picks that one up and gets about six, maybe seven. Well, that's six on it. Second down and four is what we'll call it.
Good vertical leap. Went up with both hands. Came down with it.
Good pass by Morris as he rolled out there, Gary, and found him open right there on the sideline. Clock running at 4 minutes now here in the first quarter. Three wide outs, two backs. And fake handoff, Morris waiting for the pitch. Now he's going to run it. Oh, and he got grabbed by the sleeve of his shirt and drug down after a yard gain. He saw that opening in there, Gary. Tried to go inside and looked like number, was it 95? I think Elijah Ham. No, excuse me, 95 on the other side. Caleb Lewis maybe come in there and got a part of the jersey or something and pulled him down.
Well, he's not tearaway jersey, so once you get a big handful of it, he's a big guy. So
might have got a yard on it, be third and three.
Kind of a early big third down conversion chance for the Team West.
Jacquees Chiller comes out from Riverside. And River Kelly from Lumpkin, I went back in there. You got
Weekly from White is split wide to the right over here.
And Malcolm Millsap's in there. They're going to hand off to Ben again. Plemons trying to fight for yardies. I think he only got a yard out to the 36. Boy. So he's going to be about 2 yards short, isn't he?
Yeah, somebody went submarine. I think that was.
Is that 92, Jamaris?
That was Wiley again. Was Wiley? Jarrett hit him too. So
yep.
Had double teaming him there a little bit, brought him up about a yard and a half shy of the first down of the line to gain, as they say, almost 2 yards.
Deacon Wiley from Jackson County.
Jim, I think they're going to go for this.
Oh, they are.
Yeah, they'll go for it. I'm going to call a timeout before they do, though. With 2:33, we'll have a timeout. Team West right here.
They'll take it with them. We're back in 30 seconds here with the FCA East-West All-Star Game on 97.5 Glory FM.
Hey, folks, this is Jeff Dale. Wanted to welcome you to Friday Night Football in North Georgia. The game is on tonight. I wanted you to know I'm in the game with an HVAC business called Optimum Mechanical. We specialize in residential and commercial HVAC. Service, replacement, new construction. Let us help you on your next project. Optimum Mechanical, 678-780-7251.
Yes.
Okay.
And Gary and Joe are talking back and forth here, getting things logistically set up here for our broadcast. First time out of the ballgame, 7-0 East over the West.
And the Team West has the football. They call a timeout with 2:30 left here in the first quarter. Fourth and two after that one-yard run by Plemons. They've got a first down on a penalty. Got another first down on a 15-yard run by Plemons. And now they're trying to sneak out another first down. Got an I formation, pistol, if you will. Plemons behind the quarterback. Oh, a bad snap. Marsh has got to catch it. He's rolling around trying to figure out something. He's blue jerseys all over the place, going to knock him back at the 47 on the west side of the field. Got number, they're dancing a little bit down there. Number 77, Prince Rose. Number 55, Adam Ginn from Flower Branch. Rose from Flower Branch came back there. They were doing a little dance out there like you see in the NFL on Sunday after the sack back there, and the ball will go over on downs.
Yeah, that's why the offense playing catch-up a lot of times. You got to get those snaps down. You got to get the cadence down and all that kind of stuff. And, man, he was just gang-rushed that time. I mean, they just ate him up.
Well, if I remember right, we only had one pretty chilly night during football season, so this is the second chilly night, and these hands – aren't exactly, they're going to be tender snapping it back to the quarterback, so got to be careful there. So Team East with the football. You got Harrison back here. He's got going to split one guy out to the far side. It looks like Jason Jones all there on one side. Oh, he's on the near side. Jamarcus looking for Jason. Almost got him. Jason covered by, looked like number six, Jerome Young from North Hall. Just threw it a little high for Jason right there in the middle of the field. Ball's on the 47-yard line of West team.
I would guess that Jason Jones will have a target on him because you know Jamarcus is going to be looking at him.
Oh, yeah. They got their timing down. Imagine they're looking for each other all night for sure.
Teammates from East Hall.
They'll come out again. Harrison on the near side. Looks like you got – another he's tall guy on the snare side. You got one running back. Now they're going to move Jason in as a tight end position. Snap to Jamarcus, comes back. Little blitz on the far side, comes in. Complete, though, down there to Jason. Jason caught it at about the 20, rambles on down to about the 14-yard line. Nice pitch and catch right there. Number 11, Eric Johansson, almost came in and got the sack that time, but he was able to get, Jamarcus able to get it away and got it down to Jason down around the 20 and rambled down to the 14, Gary.
Yeah, Jamarcus, it looks like he hadn't missed a beat.
He's probably been throwing just about every day, I would imagine, with his commitment.
Yeah, probably so. And as Mike said, he's wrapping up his high school career.
There's the quarter.
There's the end of the quarter right there.
With the East leading the West 7-0, back with the second quarter in 1 minute here on 97.5 Glory FM.
Ever feel like your house is just missing a little something? Custom window treatments can go a long way to making your house feel like a home. Call Millie's Drapery and Decorating today for the best in custom drapery, blinds, shades, and shutters. We can schedule for one of our designers to come out to your home, take measurements, and give you an estimate right there on site. That's Millie's Drapery and Decorating, 1732 Cleveland Highway in Gainesville, or give us a call at 770-532-3819.
Here I am on the road again, ready to pick up the kids from school, go by the grocery store, and do all the things a busy mother does. It's because I just left North Hall Tire and Wheel, where they made sure I was ready to go. They put on a fresh set of tires, checked the brakes, and even the battery. I know I can trust Mike and Matt and the guys at North Hall Tire and Wheel. They have everything you need, all the name brand tires at the best prices, and the service you need. They're on Cleveland Highway in Gainesville, so give them a call at 770-297-5308.
With Shane Sides of Fields here at Cherokee Bluff, getting ready for the second quarter of the FCA East-West All-Star football game.
First and 10 down at the 14-yard line of Team West, which they're in white tonight. And you might hear me say white team or blue team, and that's the colors they got on. East has on the blue this evening. You'll have Harrison in the backfield with one running back and one, two, three, four receivers down there next to him. Looks like he's got one running back down there with him. Not sure who that is. Rolling out to this side is Jamarcus, looking for a man. Throws it in the middle. Complete down to the two. Who was that wild man? Number 22, I think it was. Was that Kamani Hester from East Hall?
Yeah.
Yeah, Hester caught that one down at the 2-yard line. So he's hooked up with his East Hall mates. Okay. Oh, and then we've got a
I think we've got a flag.
Yeah, I got a flag on the blue team. It'll come back. Looks like a holding. Maybe an illegal shift right there.
I'm bringing this one back.
Mm-hmm.
So it's still on the Demery fumble recovery for about 6-7 yards.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only score in the game, plus the Meade extra point. 7-0 here, and we're just starting the second.
They'll mark it off from where it happened at the 14. They'll go back 10 yards, so it'll be 10 yards. And umpire walks over so far and then comes over this direction, puts it down at the 24-yard line. Those are the football touching there. Going left to right here in the second quarter is the blue team. Swapped ends of the field. Got big Titus Lewinsky out at a wide receiver. He's usually a lineman. Got Jamarcus out there. And we got another timeout call.
Yeah, I heard whistles there.
Yeah,
somebody's not ready.
Whistles will stop and play.
Mm-hmm. Jamarcus is going over to the sideline, I guess, to get a play right now. Got big 88 Brooks Risanella in at a wide receiver from Flower Branch on the near side. Brooks is going to trot over to the far side. And let's see if they're swapping a man out. Number 0, Walt Jarrett from East Hall is in the receiver position. You'll have Kevin Walter from Stevens County wide receiver come in for Risanella. Harrison will be back with one running back behind him. Looks to be Daniel Berrios, maybe number 44, standing behind him. He's from Stevens County. I know that much. It's got to be Berrios. Him or Holtzclaw one, Connor Holtzclaw. Now, Lelinski comes in at a tackle position now. Jamarcus, low snap, throws it over to the far side, complete to one of his battery mates over inside the 15 and run out of bounds around the 12, 13-yard line over there. And who was that that caught that one that time?
Rich Rosanella.
Rosanella caught it. Okay, Rosanella stood on that side and caught it from Flair Branch.
Yeah,
good
I think
catch.
Chasing him over there was Johansson from Cherokee Bluff. Eric,
as you can notice, the East has not run the football one time yet.
Well, they got that throwing quarterback. Why should they, right?
Call it Air East.
Air East. Second down, 8 yards to go. Ball will be spotted at about the 13, 12-yard line is where I see it. One running back next to the quarterback with four wideouts now. I'll snap it back to Harrison. Low snap. Jamarcus has it. Looks to run to the near side. Now he's going to take off and run. He'll be inside the 10, the 5, and got about to the 1 yard line. Harrison tiptoed through the tulip, so to speak, Gary, and got down to about the 1.
Yeah, at about the 6-inch line, Joe. Uh-huh. Just like we've seen Jamarcus Harrison do so many times, receivers are covered. He just tucks it and runs.
Yep.
And that's going to be the one thing that Jerry Mack at Kansas Ops is going to love about Jamarcus.
Oh, wow. They put it all the way back to the 2.
Oh, really?
I thought he was right at the pylon.
I thought he was, too. His toe must have been out down there. Well, if you remember, if you got to see the game, the championship game that Kennesaw State was in last week, Mike, that their quarterback on the last touchdown was scrambling, and he looked like he was going to run, and all of a sudden he found a receiver in the middle of the end zone, and he slung it from about the 15-yard line, beautiful BB into him for the touchdown, and that won the game for him.
Well, That was a good win. You know, considering 10 years ago, they didn't even have a football team. Now they're conference champions.
All right, big Titus Lilinski from Lanier Christian in the backfield, the running back now. They're not running the ball, Michael. They do. Titus has it. Puts that helmet down, gets to the 1. He didn't run standing up. He put the helmet down immediately and got hit immediately.
That's your fridge formation there.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, it's also great that somebody like him playing Lanier Christian and plays in a different league can play with these other guys you just hear about, basically.
Well,
coming off another state championship for the Lightning.
Well, right. When you look at him, Gary, I mean, you see big Titus right there. He's as big as any of these other kids.
Yeah, he's a big boy.
He's as big as his dad. He's a good 6'4 and well over 200 pounds.
Oh, yeah. I'd say he goes about 250, maybe.
Titus
maybe
played
more.
Little League Baseball. He was a catcher for me up in White County back in the 10-year-old division before I retired. Titus lines up at a tight end now. Go figure that. Jamarcus will take it with a couple of wideouts. Rolls back, throws one. Kind of sidearm, got tipped around. Did that man know he didn't catch it? Wow. It went off two or three hands, including the white jerseys, and finally hit the ground before the blue receiver could catch it. Incomplete.
Wow, about five people touched that ball.
Yep.
Bounced around and all that, and I thought he came down with it, and then the official right there to make the call said, nope, incomplete pass.
Right there in the back. He was right on top of it, which was a good thing. You could see what was going on.
Yeah, big play here. See if the West can hold him.
According to the down marker, it's third and goal from the 2.
Yeah, well, they got down to the 2 and hadn't moved.
Mm-hmm. See what they timeout. Do. Timeout called by the white team right here.
Right, we'll take another
for the blue team.
We'll take another 30-second timeout. It's 7-0 East over West here on 97.5 Glory FM. EMC
Security. Hey, it's Coach Mark Richt here. Everyone knows defense wins championships. And if you're not using EMC Security to defend your home and family, you need to step up your game. With EMC Security's no contract and local service, they are a clear number one. So give them a call or visit them online at emcsecurity.com. That's emcsecurity.com.
EMC Security, smart protection for a safer tomorrow.
Second quarter action here for the FCA East-West All-Star Football Classic. Joe Gailey, Gary Glenn, Mike Marfitt with you back in our studio. Producing game, as always, is Nathan Laddie. Again, tomorrow night we've got high school basketball with Wayne County and North Hall. And tonight, two teams not involved in the event, and they are involved in games this upcoming week. Tonight, Gainesville is in Rome taking on the Wolves with a winner to play for the state championship next Wednesday. Again, if Gainesville wins tonight, we'll have that action for you next Wednesday night for the GHSA Football Network here on 97.5 Glory FM. And also next week, Jefferson, Coach Travis Nolan's team, playing for the state championship. What a game they got, Gary, taking on Sandy Creek.
I watched it. Sandy Creek's awfully good. I watched them against West Lawrence, previously undefeated. The Dragons were awesome on defense. They had a little bit of a blip on offense, but they still won it. But they were great on defense.
Big LaGrange.
Big Titus Olinsky back there, and he's going to get knocked down. They undercut him right there. That was number 7, it looked like. Wolf Harbin from Lumpkin County came in there low and knocked him down. So it'll be 4th and goal now.
I think maybe, did he get a yard?
He might have, but it's still down around the 2. Maybe he might have moved 6 inches or so.
Well, I mean, you gotta give credit.
Oh, absolutely. They're hunkering down here. Let's see if Marcus just takes it himself
team
down.
Team West defense, hey. Mm-hmm. They bowled their backs, didn't they?
They have, for sure. Got swapping some personnel in and out for Team East. Austin Williams from Hab Central trots out and bring in a different lineman. Looks like number maybe Ren Skinner from Jackson County comes in, maybe.
I'm thinking you go some kind of RPO here with Jamarcus.
Yeah, I think I would too. And now they're going to call another timeout. They're acting like they are.
They're
going to call another timeout right here to get the play down, aren't they? Yeah. Right. Blue team calls another timeout.
We'll take another 30-second timeout. Nathan, we're back with more here for Cherokee Bluff on 97.5 Glory FM.
Welcome to Longstreet Radio. Let's talk to John and Jefferson.
Hi, Hope. How does Longstreet Cafe keep the biscuits so fresh and tasty?
It's easy, John. We make biscuits fresh from scratch breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Let's go to Sarah in Dawsonville.
Hi, Hope. Just wanted to say I love the selection of meats and vegetables.
Thanks, Sarah. Time for one more call.
Yeah, I wanted to give a shout out to Mary on your radio commercials. She does a great job.
I think so too. Thanks, Mary.
You're welcome. Oops.
Longstreet Cafe with 2 Gainesville locations.
Taylor was thinking, one of the great ways to support FCA is with a monthly contribution to one of the people who work with FCA. There are so many people now working in North Georgia, from Greater Hall to the Jackson-Banks County area, also to the North Georgia area, and you can pick out one of the ambassadors there, and you can support them on a monthly basis like I do, and it really helps them as they really miss throughout the year.
They are fixing to see what they can do right here.
All right.
They got it 2 wide outs the far side, 1 split out a little bit on the little balls on the near hash mark. Jamarcus going to do that RPO, trying to find an opening. The defense really hunkers down right here. They got him covered. They finally throw it in there, and it's going to be short. It's intercepted at the 2. How about that?
Yeah.
Defense came in there, and then the white team just came in there and said number 3, Brett Pierce from Cherokee Bluff, makes an interception right there to stop the threat.
Well, Jamarcus, they did what we thought they might do. They put an RPO in for Jamarcus, and he rolled out, and then everybody was covered. And all of a sudden, he was scrambling and running for his life. And a big defensive stand by the West team, and Brett Pierce, homesteading boy, number 3 tonight, comes up with a big, big interception for the white team. And, guys, didn't really matter if he intercepted it or not. They go get it about the same place. They would have got it anyway.
Yep, so right there, nose touching the 3 is where it's going to be.
That's a second turnover for the West squad.
The white team is going to be right there. No, that's first for the East. East turned that one over.
But the West got it, though, Joe.
Oh, yeah, West got the ball back. And West will have it and try to go 97 yards with it. They've got 1, 2, 3 wide outs.
They got to be careful here, though.
One guy in a slot and a running back. Hands off to Plemons. Plemons trying to find some room, and he gets out across the 5, maybe to the 7, before being tackled on the far side there by number, looked like Deacon Wiley, maybe 32.
The big thing there, Ben got out of the shadow of his end zone there. And I thought the East might try to get a safety.
Injury on the field right there, Michael.
Oh, the one thing we did not want to see.
No, not in a game
want any
like this.
Injuries, and we got a guy in the blue. So we got a timeout on the field and one guy in the blue team down there.
All right, let's take a timeout, Nathan. We're back in 1 minute from Cherokee Bluff here on 97.5 Glory FM.
There's nothing like cool, crisp air of fall in North Georgia after a hot, humid summer. Conditioned Air Systems is here to get your HVAC system ready for the changing seasons. With regular maintenance that saves you money on your energy bill, and look no further for quick, reliable plumbing repairs or installation services. Conditioned Air Systems has been a trusted name in Northeast Georgia for over 45 years. Call us today at 1-800-AC-REPAIR.
Injuries are never planned and often happen after hours or over the weekend. That's why NGPG Orthopedic and Sports Medicine offers the Black and Blue Walk-In Clinic for injured athletes every Monday morning in their offices in Gainesville, Braselton, Buford, Houston, and Jefferson. No need to call. Just walk right in between 8:30 and 11:30 on Monday mornings. And one of their sports medicine and orthopedic doctors will be there to help identify, treat, and care for your injury. To learn more, you may visit ngpg.org/blackandblue.
And we're back here at Cherokee Bluff. Say a prayer right now for the young man who was down with the injury.
Well, sure it is. They sprinted out there in a hurry for him, that's for sure, which is good to see. The coaches and trainers are look like they're trying to sit him up, and they've stood him up now, which is a blessing. Let's see if he can walk on his own power.
Well, it's also good to have trainers here, Joe.
He's got some... got some arms under him, so it looks like a left ankle knee injury, unfortunately. But the trainers are got him under an arm under him, and they're bringing him off on the near side under the 10 over here. Let's see. Luckily, we've got the two or three trainers here, not sets, but two or three schools represented with trainers tonight over here on this near side. And we'll definitely say a prayer for that young man as he comes out. Favoring that right leg totally. He can't put any weight on it at all.
This is Walt. They're riding around. Is that Walt Jarrett you said?
I'm looking to see the number. Something one.
About getting ready to kick off over in Northwest Georgia at Barron Stadium, Rome and Gainesville in the Class 5A semifinals. I have all the details for you tomorrow morning here on 97.5 Glory FM.
And the white team takes it again. They hand it off, went right up the middle, got a couple more yards. They got out to the maybe the 9, almost the 10-yard line. It'll be third down and about maybe 3 or 4 here. Third down and 3 for Team West. And prayers for that young man as they check him out down under the tent. Third down and about... 4 yards, looks like. Ball spotted on the 9. Now to get out to the 13. New man comes in. Looks like Miller from Riverside comes in. You're going to split out a couple of guys. You'll have Millsap over on the near side. Weekly on the near side. Still got the quarterback, Lane Morris. Morris rolls to the near side looking. Going for... we're right off his fingertips. Incomplete. He was going for Millsap and just off of Malcolm's fingertips right there at the 40. That'd have been a huge first down. Pretty good toss.
Oh, yeah.
Just a little bit long there for him, Gary.
Yeah, and he was stretching for it, but he couldn't quite put his fingers on it.
Mm-hmm. Almost got it there.
Well, for the, I'm sure a punishing situation now.
Yeah. And number 84, Giuliano is going to go out. Cherokee Bluff punter will go out and do the honors on that. You got three guys sitting back there. Chasen Jones looks like to be one of them. You got number 15, Tripp Morris from Flare Branches is one of the guys on the near side, then Chasen in the middle, and a guy on the far side. I can't see his number. They stand right at midfield. You'll have a center snap it at the 9. And Giuliano will catch it in the end zone and come out and kick it about the 1. Low snap. He gets it off. It's going to be a wobbler coming over to this side. It'll bounce it around the 35 and bounce out, and they'll stop it at the about the 40-yard line right there, 41.
I think spot. Kevin Waldrop was the other guy back there, number 80 from Stevens County.
Gotcha, okay.
No pressure at all for the kicker, thankfully.
Yeah, what they're doing is just got the center and the kicker and then three guys back there to catch it is all they're doing tonight.
Well, there's already had one guy get hurt, so you don't want any more of that. That's about a 40-yard punt or so.
Exactly right. Was that Walt Jarrett, the young man that got hurt?
I think it was number zero, okay. Yeah.
Walt from East Hall. Hope he's all right. He's played linebacker and tight end for East Hall. Coach Turner this year. First down balls at the Team West 41-yard line. First and 10. 7-0, Team East. Jamarcus with a lone setback and 4 wideouts. 4-man rush. They pitch out to one of the running back, which is Kalinowskis from Lanier Christian. And he's going to get maybe 3 yards. That's one of the first times we've seen a running back touch it tonight there, Gary. He got 3 yards on the carry.
Well, Kalinowskis was one of the people that made the Lightning work this year. Mm-hmm. And he got a gain that time.
And got about three on the play, maybe seven, second down and about seven. Ball will be at the 42-yard line. No, skip. I'm looking 42. 38-yard line. As Mike tells me, my dyslexia kicks in when I'm looking at the yard run backwards. Jamarcus having to scramble. He's all covered up right here. He's going to throw this one over here out of bounds to number 84, Jacob Giuliano, the punter for Cherokee Bluff, caught it out of bounds.
Yeah, he did. So, made a nice catch, too.
Yeah, he did.
No effort at all, but he, at least he was throwing it in the neighborhood of somebody.
Yeah, exactly.
Resinella, I think, was the closest man to it. But
and he got out of the tackle box, too.
Yeah.
So.
You love this guy. The first play of the Gainesville game, they go 46 yards on the first play of the ball game.
Who, Gainesville does?
Yes.
How about that? So they're up seven.
No, they didn't score, but they're driving,
oh,
though.
Really? How about that? Third down, 7 yards to go for the first down. Ball's on the 38-yard line.
Thursday night football. We got some pro acts. Falcons are playing tonight, aren't they?
Yes,
well,
they are.
Well, they're in Tampa Bay. I don't know if they're playing, but
boy. That was cold, but accurate.
Yeah, but accurate's true.
Four wideouts this time. Harrison rolls to the far side this time. And he's got a man coming on him. He's got to get away. Got a little bit of a block, and then he goes back the other direction, trying to get a yard or two, and finally gets knocked out of bounds about the 35-yard line. He might have got two or three there, Gary.
Yeah.
He came towards you, and then he went back to the other side towards his own team.
Joe mentioned about taking pictures of that ball game, and thanks to everyone who went online to our Instagram account, getting ready for this ball game. We got some pictures for you, but also Todd Gailey is over in Rome taking pictures for us for the Gainesville game this evening. Hopefully have some pictures we can post later on this week.
Just by the way, guys, we're getting a little late here. So it's a minute five till halftime.
Almost halftime, yes.
We're going to try a field goal right here. Holy moly.
This will be a long one.
Yep, the guy from Hab Central is going to attempt this one. And it was way short. He kicked the 40 and landed at the 10, so it didn't.
Not even close.
Yeah. Then the James Hendricks from North Hall is back there to corral it. Big lineman, but he's playing catch-up.
Oh, well, why not? I mean, he's going to go out to the 20 anyway.
Then he throws it back to the far side. So we got 53 seconds left, and Team West will take over here in the second quarter, down 7-0. One, a bad snap, fumble recovery by East Hall, Jamias Demery, on the very first play of the game, oddly enough. Defensive end from East Hall went in.
And it's been the West on defense pretty much since.
Yeah, it has. The goal line stand down there a moment ago with the interception.
Absolutely did. Now but like we said before, defense is ahead of the offense at this point of this equation here.
First down and 10 at the 35. Let's see if Team West can do anything with it. They come out with Morris as the quarterback as usual. Plemons on one side. And looks like
you better hurry.
One other guy will there come out. Lane Morris wanted to. Now he's going to pull it down and run. Jason Jones stacks him up around the 35, and they're going to give him credit out to the 37. Yeah. And they'll call a timeout right there.
Jones stacked him up. Then about four more of the blue shirts came up to help and knock him down.
He'll keep it right here.
I mean, it's all fun and games for sure. But, you know, when they – these people are competitive athletes.
Oh, yeah.
And so when you tee it up and you turn the lights on, you say, well, let's play ball. I mean, they want to win.
Yes, sir.
They're playing hard.
Still playing hard. Still playing to show out and put on a good game tonight. That's for sure. And they're doing that so far, for sure. You know, last year at East Hall, we saw Tommy Jones really kind of airing it out early, trying to score a bunch of points. And tonight we're seeing defense early.
Maybe at halftime, if I can walk over there real quickly,
sure.
We can get a little something with Thomas Flowers from Stevens County.
Sure.
That'd be fun, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, anytime you want to talk to the kids, you go right ahead, Gary. I'm good with that. Pardon me, folks. All right, second down. I got two on that carry. Second down and 8 now for Team West. Davey Waller from White County. Wide receiver split out to the near side. You got Weekly and looks like Millsap on the far side with Morris, the quarterback. Plemons in the backfield with him. Started to go in motion, and I don't know if somebody moved.
Well, back in the backfield with him is Jock Chiller. Now, that's a member of our old name team right there from Riverside.
Yep, Jock Chiller from Riverside. Offensive line, but he's in a running back position, just like the big man from the Team East is.
Well, that's a weird number for an offensive lineman, 41.
That's probably what he played at Riverside, and so they just put a number on him and said, okay, here we go.
So what a job they had this year, though, at Riverside.
Now, Coach Lee did a pretty good job with that team.
Yes, he did.
Two running backs. That's Miller and Plemons with an open on the near side. 35, 40, got a block. 45, 50, and out of bounds around the 48, 47-yard line. How about that?
That was a fake. Yeah. And everybody bid on it.
Faked it, and then Ben got it, came to this side. He got a good block around the 40-yard line right there, Gary, and he was able to scoot down the sideline to the 46-yard line.
Yeah, juked him a little bit there, he did, Ben Plemons.
Yeah, watch the clock management now for Coach Nagy Lyon and the West team.
34.7 seconds.
Yeah, we know exactly. It's a digital scoreboard, so you got not quite 35 seconds left in this half.
It's 7-0 East.
Morris goes out, gets the play, comes back over. Big number 42, Mason McGill, who we used to see at 75 on all season. He's playing a tackle on the near side from North Hall. Takes the snap, keeps it himself. He's going thought about pitching, but he's going to keep it and get across the 44 to the 43 maybe, and he's upside down, flipped out of bounds.
I'm not sure that was an option.
Yeah.
It might have been a design play all the way, but he did a pretty good fake to that kid from Riverside Chillers.
Mm-hmm.
But he did get out of bounds, though.
He did get out of bounds. Yes, he did.
So stops the clock.
27.2 now.
And then number 23 from Team East that we don't have on our roster is
I'll see if I can find out who that is at halftime.
Now he's the one that helped force that tackle. Morris goes back out. He tells them what's going on the offensive line. You got one guy splitting out to the far side. That's going to be Millsap with Weekly and Davey Waller on the near side. Morris takes it again, rolls to the far side this time. Got a good block. He wants to run it, but he's going to get swallowed up in the backfield. Two or three blue jerseys hit him, and then three or four more came in there and knocked him down. They're going to stop him at the 46, and Team West will take probably their last time out right here. I think they might have one left.
Well, I tell you, you know, the big man bumped him and slowed him up, and then the rest of the white team came and just pounced on him.
So it's time to maybe one more play here in the first half.
Yep, 13.3 after this timeout. And one guy came in from Team East that time, almost unobstructed as the quarterback, Morris, was rolling to the far side.
Did Gainesville score after that long run?
No, they're trying to field goal possibly right now with Logan Gailey. If he can, maybe he's rated about a 50-yarder possibly, or he might be going for this fourth down for the Elephants right now. Around the 35-yard line of Rome.
Defense held them after that long run, huh?
You know, time you get to this point of the season, everybody's good, okay? Exactly. Everybody's good. It's just some are a little better than others.
After about the first round, you pretty much see that the way the playoffs are structured now with that 1 versus 32 and on down the line. It's a little bit different. All right, they bring them back out with the three wide outs.
Well, with 15 seconds, Joe, I think they got two shots at this. Mm-hmm. Even though it is, you know, close to midfield.
Plemons is back in the backfield. He's blocking. They're going to throw one down to the nearest. Oh, he ran too far, and he might have been what he was trying to do, but he threw it behind him. Yeah.
Busted
pattern.
That
was 82. Davey Waller was going on an out route, and he threw it, and ball landed to 35. Receiver was at the 30, so incomplete pass. Clock will stop at 9.9.
Yeah. By the way, update you on Gainesville. Instead of trying for the field goal, they went ahead and tried to punt it. And ball went off the side of the punter's foot for a 2-yard punt.
Oh, my goodness. Well, on that play here, he just never turned around. I think he should have done instead of the goal line pattern, he should have just done a little hook out there.
Yep, done a hook. All right, fourth down and 10. Probably the last play of the quarter, 9.9 seconds with three wide outs, two running backs, balls at the 46. Quarterback's going to pitch it to Plemons. Plemons had it. Oh, it bounced right up to him perfectly, thank goodness. He spins in there fighting for yardage in four or five blue jerseys. Come in there led by number one, Drew Kalanakis.
Built that on the short hop, didn't he?
Yep, that's the end of your first half. Blue team leads it 7-0.
Let's see if I can walk over there and something with Coach Thomas real fast.
All right.
Thomas Flowers.
from Stevens County, the head coach for the blue team this evening.
Hey, going across the field here.
Gary might have to sprint over there and find him.
The Coach Flowers.
Coach Flowers, well, you jumped on him early, and then it just turned into a slugfest here.
Yeah, we're having. I think these games are always defensive games, yeah. And we're just having a lot of fun and just trying to glorify Christ in the process.
What's it been like to work with all this senior talent?
Oh, I love it. Just having fun with the guys and all the different personalities from all the different counties and teams has just been a blast. You know, loving on the guys and then watching them love on each other, pray together, eat together. It's been awesome.
What you looking for in the second half, Coach?
Touchdowns. Hopefully our touchdowns.
Thank you. Good luck. Appreciate it. All right. There you go, guys.
That's Thomas Flowers of Stevens County, head coach of the East as they lead the West 7-0 here at halftime. Coming up next, we got the United Community Halftime Show on 97.5 Glory FM.
This is Matt Nix, president of Duplicating Products. Our local business has served Northeast Georgia with trusted office equipment and local service support for over 50 years. We're proud to support high school football and proud to help businesses stay up and running with fast personal service. As the region's largest independent Canon, Ricoh, and HP dealer, we offer the industry's best equipment backed by real local people. When your copier or printer goes down, we're there fast. Visit duplicatingproducts.com. We're local and ready to serve you.
United Community has proudly served our community's banking needs for 75 years. We've put our customers first since the very beginning. Need a mortgage that fits your budget? Ready to turn your side hustle into a small business? No matter what your goals are, we're here to help you meet them. Because for 75 years, we've listened to our customers and tailored our financial services to fit their needs. And we're not stopping anytime soon. Go to ucbi.com to learn how we can serve you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 421841.
It's kickoff time, Gainesville, and Hardy Chevrolet has the winning lineup you've been waiting for. From rugged Silverados to family-ready SUVs, our inventory is stacked for every game. And customer service? It's always first string. Visit Hardy Chevrolet at 2115 Brownsbridge Road, Gainesville, Georgia. Hardy Chevrolet, where you're always part of the hometown team. Together, let's drive.
Siphon Logistics' commitment is to provide you, the customer, with on-time pickup and delivery every time. Members of the Siphon family have been in the transportation business since 1984. The Siphon Logistics transportation professionals are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, providing maximum flexibility and options to produce the most successful shipping arrangements. Call Siphon Logistics at 770-287-8485 and take a look at their website at siphonlogistics.com.
It's time for our halftime report, brought to you by United Community on 97.5 Glory FM.
Well, it's halftime here at Cherokee Bowl. One of the funnest things is about kicking for a big prize here, and Gary's down there signing with a great look at it.
Yeah, they're standing at the they were at the 35 kicking. You had,
now they moved it to the 30, so it'll be a 40-yard attempt.
Mm-hmm. You had Giuliano from... I'll get it here in a second. From Cherokee Bluff, from Team West kicking. And you got Acosta from Team East. And Camden Meade, Habersham Central Team East kicking. Acosta's from Johnson.
Yeah, Meade's the one that's got a point tonight, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He's the only place kicker that's scored so far.
And Juliana kicks that one from the 30 or 40 yarder, hooked it a little bit to the right. And Meade kicks that one.
That was dead center.
Dead right down the middle, yeah. And then Acosta will come back then there. They're using the little tripod stands to hold the ball up that they practice with during practices. We've got a whole other man out there now. I think that's Jonah Vandegrift from Lanier Christian going to kick one now. He's back at the 35, going to try a 45-yarder, I guess.
I'm going to go see if I can find out who that number 23 is.
That'd be a good idea. There
yes,
you
sir.
Go. We thank you, everybody, to tune in to our broadcast. As I mentioned about everyone that went to our Instagram page, we appreciate that. Over last count was over 1,200 views on our Instagram account. We appreciate that. Also tune in to our broadcast this evening. Our friend Jason Edwards tuned in. Also say a big hello to Macy Nicholson tuned in to our broadcast this evening.
All right. Thanks for listening in. Meade kicked that one, or Meade's fixing to kick this one. And then that Meade kicks that one. That was high and deep and good, right down the middle again, it looked like. And looked like that.
Even in practice, go ahead and give it to him.
Yeah, Giuliano kicked his. And that really, the cow hadn't gone out there yet, so I don't know what they're, am I just for the cows to, or for the play, maybe they're.
The cows are there to give away the prize, I think. And down the street, we appreciate Frank Carney, who is the store owner of the Chick-fil-A down here in Flowery Branch at Spout Springs Road and Interstate 985 at Exit 12.
Another long one. Giuliano just hit the crossbar and fell underneath.
Our friend Bobby Shoemaker is the owner of the Chick-fil-A at Dawsonville Highway and McKevitt Road, also at Exit 24 there on J.C. Jewell Parkway at the Kroger Shopping Center.
Mm-hmm. Jonah Vandegrift from Lanier Christian is attempting this one, a 50-yarder. It's going to be a little short, though. Not too bad short, but Jonah got his leg into it. Now Camden Meade from Hab Central will try one 50-yarder. Let's see what he can do right here. That one's up and long enough, is it? Good.
Good. How about that?
Camden Reed just hit one, went over about 3 or 4 yards, so that give him credit for 50. This is Acosta from Johnson. See what he can do right here. Oh, there's Giuliano kicked first. Giuliano's going to be just a tad short. Acosta, low and flat, won't get there. So one out of four from the 40. And Meade wants to try from a 55-yarder now, Michael. He's back at the 45. We'll try another one. I can't imagine. One time we were messing around at one of the old fields years ago, me and might have been Randy Smith and some other guys, and we're trying to kick. And I think as long as we got with maybe 10 or 15 yards, it's going to be about 3 or 4 yards short, just out of his range for Camden Meade there. Now, Costa's going to try one from there. A little bit harder than you think it might be, getting your timing down. Might be like the Falcons guy or whoever got the other day, missed his foot and kicked the ground. That was going to be short, but it was a nice kick, but still about 4 or 5 yards short by Acosta. Giuliano from 50. That one's got, no, just a little short. A little bit wide to the right.
It's almost like a half-court shootout right now.
Yeah, it almost is the way they're just kicking the ball around down there. The officials are standing over here. I think the teams probably went to the locker room to get warmed up a tad.
And the word is warmed up. It's a chilly night here from Cherokee Bluff.
Yeah. Mike's got his heated jacket on. Gary's on about 3 or 4 layers, I believe, with his Santa hat on. And I've got my gloves on, if you can believe that, ladies and gentlemen. No shorts tonight, so for the old guy. If Harper were here, he'd probably have his shorts on. I don't know.
He tells some stories about the days he played in cold weather with the Atlanta Falcons. And Falcons. He played with the Green Bay Packers, mm-hmm. and
those
more.
The Packers are out at Colorado State. That one's high enough, and I don't think it was as good, though. Dropped a little shy.
Once again, if Gainesville wins this evening against Rome, we'll have that broadcast for the state championship next Wednesday night with the kickoff at 7:30 here on 97.5 Glory FM from Mercedes-Benz Stadium.
They're just kicking them willy-nilly now. They've all been missing here lately. The blue team's coming back out of the locker room now. We've only got just a few seconds. That's why.
And what we're going to do, we're going to take another timeout, get ready for the second half. You're tuned to the United Community Halftime Report on 97.5 Glory FM.
United Community has proudly served our community's banking needs for 75 years. We've put our customers first since the very beginning. Need a mortgage that fits your budget? Ready to turn your side hustle into a small business? No matter what your goals are, we're here to help you meet them. Because for 75 years, we've listened to our customers and tailored our financial services to fit their needs. And we're not stopping anytime soon. Go to ucbi.com to learn how we can serve you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 421841.
Hey folks, this is Jeff Dale. Wanted to welcome you to Friday Night Football in North Georgia. The game is on tonight. I wanted you to know I'm in the game with an HVAC business called Optimum Mechanical. We specialize in residential and commercial HVAC. Service, replacement, new construction. Let us help you on your next project. Optimum Mechanical, 678-780-7251.
Ever feel like your house is just missing a little something? Custom window treatments can go a long way to making your house feel like a home. Call Millie's Drapery and Decorating today for the best in custom drapery, blinds, shades, and shutters. We can schedule for one of our designers to come out to your home, take measurements, and give you an estimate right there on site. That's Millie's Drapery and Decorating, 1732 Cleveland Highway in Gainesville, or give us a call at 770-532-3819.
Here I am on the road again, ready to pick up the kids from school, go by the grocery store, and do all the things a busy mother does. It's because I just left North Hall Tire and Wheel, where they made sure I was ready to go. They put on a fresh set of tires, checked the brakes, and even the battery. I know I can trust Mike and Matt and the guys at North Hall Tire and Wheel. They have everything you need, all the name brand tires at the best prices, and the service you need. They're on Cleveland Highway in Gainesville, so give them a call at 770-297-5308.
97.5 Glory FM is WGTJ Murrayville Gainesville and W248DL Murrayville Gainesville.
This has been the United Community Halftime Report on 97.5 Glory FM. The second half kickoff is coming up next.
And the East will receive the kickoff to start the second half. Joe Gailey, Gary Glenn, Mike Wevert with you here from Cherokee Bluff. Back at our warm studios in Gainesville, Nathan Laddy running the controls for us this evening. Again, tomorrow night we'll have high school basketball with the first game of the Region 6 AAA schedule as White County takes on North Hall. Pre-game show starts at 5:45. Tip-off at 6 p.m. right here on 97.5 Glory FM as we bring you more local sports coverage than any of the radio stations in North Georgia.
Now, Nathan, Mike, if I holler first down tomorrow night, you know I'm betting you make me, Mike's got me bad confused doing football tonight and basketball tomorrow, so... I did say early on in the first game I was doing basketball vernacular, so I may just do that tomorrow night. Well, the white team, waiting on the white team to come out. The blue team's taking their 2 minutes or 3 minute warm up period. They're ready. The white team has yet to come out of the dugout, so we've got a
dugout.
Yeah, the bullpen, the locker room, and referees are ready though. They're ready to rock and roll here. The blue team will receive the kickoff here in the second half. We'll see how we go there. So the white team will kick off. More than likely, Giuliano will kick.
Did they ever do the kick for the?
I never did have a person out there that I saw. Had them kicking. I don't think they did that.
Maybe they didn't do that.
Yeah. Again, next Tuesday, Joe and Ryan Phillips will join you from Chesity High as War Eagles take on White County. Next Tuesday, starting at 5:45, Ryan will be filling in for me.
Might get Ryan to fill in for a minute.
Then we get ready for the Lanierland Tournament.
That's always a biggie. That'll be a week from Saturday. That will first round all day long will be
right here.
Right here at Cherokee Bluff. Then on Monday, the semifinals will
be at West Hall. You'll now be there.
Mm-hmm. We'll be there for the last two semifinal games that night. I believe in that correct, Michael?
That's correct. And the championship will be from Chesity High this year. The defending champions are the Cherokee Bluff girls and boys.
Chesity won the girls last year.
Pardon me?
Chesity won the girls.
I thought Cherokee Bluff did.
Chesity.
Okay.
Yeah, Sutton Shirley's girls won the
championship. Gotcha, okay. Sorry, me.
They beat Cherokee Bluff.
Gotcha. They were in the finals. It's Chesity girls. Sorry about this, Sutton.
The coaches are having a good time throwing flags at the officials now. So, saying, I'll get you back, guys. Boom, and they're throwing their flag. There comes the white team back out now. Mixing to get started here in the second half.
I tell you, Joe, one story I think is fitting for this game is what Matt Turner went through this year at East Hall. Talk about trying to build young men. They lost three games of the last play of the ball game this year, including the last game of the season, which would have put them in the state playoffs.
Yep, exactly. That was, you play and then you get there and if you're waiting on other teams, all you can do is put your hands together and say, okay, I hope that these guys score one last point here and maybe we can come together and win tonight.
And another example, how about Donovan Odom, his first year at Johnson High? Mm-hmm. You know, again, they go winless this year. They're going to go non-region when they reclassify next year.
Yeah.
But it's like, okay, you know then at Johnson High, it's much more than about wins and losses.
Oh, yeah. Well, you got to get the team, the camaraderie. You always talk about getting a team together. You got a lot of it's going to be teaching because it's not a football school, so to speak.
Well, you mentioned Jeff Lee, for example, at Riverside. They won their first game here in 2025 since COVID.
Yep.
And talking to Jeff Lee was just so much fun to hear what they're doing there at Riverside.
They kicked off that one. Giuliano kicked that one about 2 yards deep down in the end zone. And so the blue team, Team East, will grab it, and they'll take it out of bounds at the 20. Not out of bounds. They'll take it at the 20-yard line.
And the only score of the game came with the first play of the game on a fumble by the West and a scooping score for the 6 points. It's 7-0 East.
See what they can do here is the Team East has the football down on that end. Well, Jamarcus Harrison coming in at quarterback again. And Gary's back down on the sideline with us. Not able to move around as much tonight. I don't know if he's a lot of dead spots, a lot of interference with him coming in. Got one guy in the backfield, big number 40, excuse me. Back there with him in the backfield, that's Titus Lilinski. Throws a little screen pass that's dropped out there at the 13-yard line. Threw it out there to look, I think, that Brooks Resinella. Brooks right there in his hands, and it popped. Like it might have been too cold, and he just fell right there at his feet, incomplete. Be second down and 10 now for the East squad.
Again, they've been predominantly pass, and the West have been predominantly run tonight.
Titus next to his running back. Yes, sir.
And except for a couple of plays, Nile has been particularly effective on offense.
Four wideouts. Jamarcus looking to throw, finds one on the short pattern, runs underneath. They grab him by the jersey, pull him down around the 29. Mile probably give him to the 30. That'll be a first down complete. I think that was an 88 Risanello right there that called that one.
Yeah, and Michael Ome from Riverside on the tackle, number 23, I think it was. Yeah, Ome from Riverside, number 23.
Okay. Good to see those kids involved and playing in this team, in this program tonight.
According to the coaches, 23 on the East, on the blue team, is Micah Morrow from East Hall.
Micah must have had it on late. Good to see him out there. That's another basketball player, Micah.
It is. Sure is.
Jason. Jamarcus last year. First and 10 to 30 now. A running back, three wideouts, looking to throw again. Complete over here to the near side. That was going to be to Chasen Jones. Chasen will have it at the 39. He wanted the first down, but no, he didn't get quite that far, Chasen.
Well, that's a hookup that happened a whole lot during the season.
Yes, it did.
And they were very easy. They're comfortable with each other. And, you know, Jamarcus has just got that little flip delivery, but it goes a long way. I mean, he just, with a flick of the wrist, he can throw it 20, 25 yards.
He does. And we saw him, and you guys, during the season, he threw the one game I missed, he threw one about 40 yards in that North Hall game. And he can sling it when he needs to, that's for sure. Second down and one now for the East squad.
Taking his talents to Kennesaw State, right?
Yes, he is. That's correct. Three wide outs in the back. Hand it to Big Lilinski, he's going to get five. No, that's not Lilinski. That's number one, Kalinauskas.
Kalinauskas
is going to get all the way down across the 40 down to about the 37-yard line. How about that? Big Drew from Lanier Christian, our linebacker, running back, quarterback, Kalinauskas all the way down. He rambled all the way down to the 37, 38-yard line.
He saw a crack in that defense, Joe, yes, and just took it.
It opened up right there around the 45, Gary, and he was able to slide right through him, wasn't he?
Yeah.
And Joe, I'm waiting for Lanier Christian to move up for the GAPPS and join the GIAA and be in that same classification with Riverside and with Lakeview Academy.
First down to 38. Jamarcus looking to pass, got a man on the far side. He caught it in good defense right there. Number seven came in and hit him quick. That's Wolf Harbin from Lumpkin County. Came in, then a couple other white jerseys came in and knocked him down. Number three, I think Brett Pierce from Cherokee Bluff in on the stop. Second down and two, though. Get eight on the pickup. Blue team as Jamarcus comes up with Lilinski in the backfield. Got four wide outs, two on either side. Ball's on the far hash mark going right to left here in the third quarter. We're down to 7.5 minutes. Here in the third, Jamarcus back to pass, looking, got a man, caught it at the 21, and then the white team comes in and runs him out of rounds at the 25. That lead tackler was number six, Jerome Young from North Hall was the lead tackler. Brock Hall from Cherokee Bluff also in on the tackle.
And Chasen Jones, again, the receiver, and
That time, Jamarcus put a little bit more zip on that ball. Mm-hmm.
You go back again about the FCA, Brock Hall, whose dad's a pastor at Chestnut Mountain Church here in South Hall County. Mm-hmm. Second generation player.
And Brian, or?
Yep.
Yep. Brian played at North Hall, football, basketball.
In the Hall of Fame.
In the Hall of Fame up there. Little Brian played basketball when I got the opportunity to work with Greg Williams back in the early 90s in basketball. Jamarcus thought about the handoff. Now he's going to run to the far side, 25. He's got a lot of white jerseys. He's just going to sit down at the 24. And I don't blame him because number four over there, John Millar from North Hall, was all over him.
There were about four people ready to make a sandwich out of Jamarcus that time. But he had to field a low snap in the first place, Joe.
Yeah, it came in low right there. And he thought about handing it off. I think that's what the original play was a handoff. But the snap came in slow. He didn't have time to hand it off. You got two wideouts coming to the near side. Jason and looks like Russinella, maybe. And one wide out to the far side with a running back. Jamarcus will take it. Second down and 11, looking, throws it late. Got tipped, I think, and got knocked down. Russinella.
He threw that one down to the ground on a dart.
Intended for Russinella falls.
Russinella was the intended receiver, and it fell about 2 yards short in front of him, didn't it?
Yeah. He just threw it straight into the turf.
Third down and 11.
Somebody must have messed with his delivery.
That's why I think it either got tipped or like you said, messed with his delivery right there, because that ball just kind of nosedived right into the turf.
It had no chance.
5.5 minutes now here in the third quarter. 7-0 blue team. That is Team East. Scored on the first play of scrimmage for the white team. Picked up a fumble and rambled it in. Third and 11. Back to passes Harrison. Steps up in the pocket. Throws over the middle. Got a man. Got it. Caught it from reach back behind him, Gary. Nice catch around the 15 and ran it down to about the 6.
That was threading the needle.
Yes, it was.
And guys, an update from Rome.
Again.
52 seconds ago in the first quarter. Gainesville scores on a run by Lewis. Logan Gailey, the PAT, at 7-0 Elephants.
All right, go Big Red right there. Russinella caught that one, and he had to reach behind him. Nice catch by Brooke there.
And it was a good pass by Jamarcus. He had to thread the needle a little bit. There was a crowd there.
Caught it, and then caught it around probably 11 or 12 and rambled down to the 6. It'll be first and goal for the blue team right there. One running back in the backfield. And he's going to step up to the side. That's going to be Kalinowskis. Going to hand off to Drew. Drew's trying to find a hole. Gets across the 5, still pushing down to about the 2. Kalinowskis kind of biding his time right there, looking in there, Gary, and found a hole. Was able to get 2 or 3.
Well, he's showing he can play with these people.
Mm-hmm. Big 42, Mason McGill coming in on defense now for the white team. Big number 9 coming out. That's Driver Kelly from Lumpkin County. Trying to get some big meat up on the defensive line now for the white team.
Second goal.
Everybody's in tight this time. A couple of guys in slot positions, but no wide receivers. Looking to pass, though. Two guys come on him, and now he's going to run. He'll take it and run. He's going to run in the corner and get there. Touchdown, Team East. Jamarcus Harrison gets in from about 2 to 3 yards out. Had to go sideways a lot there, Gary, but he got in.
Well, he was kept pumping. He's waiting for somebody to try to get open. And then when they fell back, Joe, to cover his intended receivers, he said, well, okay, I see a crack here. Let's do it.
Yeah, and he made it. He was able to get in there chasing, looking down at some of his coaches on this far end. And kind of hold his hands up. Look at that. They're razzing each other back and forth. So now is that Meade again? Meade trying to kick the extra point. That one is good. It'll be 14-0 now. And Team East
is good.
And that kick is good. It's 14-0 East. We're back in 1 minute from Cherokee Bluff on 97.5 Glory FM.
Hey, it's Coach Mark Richt here. Everyone knows defense wins championships. And if you're not using EMC Security to defend your home and family, you need to step up your game. With EMC Security's no contract and local service, they are a clear number one. So give them a call or visit them online at emcsecurity.com. That's emcsecurity.com.
EMC Security, smart protection for a safer tomorrow.
Hi, I'm Hope. Welcome to Long Street Cafe.
Yes, I'm the local food critic, and I'm here to see why everyone loves your food.
Sure, come with me. Here in the kitchen, you can see we're hand-breading our fried chicken. Over here, we're making our homemade biscuits and cornbread.
Once a day, I presume.
More like once an hour. And here is our fresh banana pudding right out of the oven.
Wow! Long Street Cafe, you...
But the home and cooking?
By George, I think she's got it.
With two Gainesville locations.
And we're back here at Cherokee Bluff High and Flower Branch. Joe Gailey, Gary Glenn, Mike Warford with you here. Back in our studio, Nathan Lay producing the game. 14-0 now. East, they scored on the first play of the game. Now the first drive of the second half.
I'm watching some of the coaches' antics on the side. It looks like Lee Coleman and maybe Jeff Lee, they're laughing as they do it. And then Lee goes out there and throws his hat down like he disagrees with the play call. All this other. They're having a good time, too, which is good to see. Good to see. All right. The kickoff was deep. It'll be down at the 20-yard line, and the white team, West, will have it.
The camaraderie for the kids and the coaches, that's at least as important as
absolutely.
The score of the game.
Well, and the coaches have a camaraderie anyway. That's a little flip toss out there to 16, I think it was Millsap. Millsap coming around the near end. He's going to get up close to the 30-yard line. Let's see where the I believe he did get to the 31. They're going to give him first down. A little end-around sweep there,
yeah.
Gary.
And he had a lot of momentum going out. He rolled about 6 or 7 yards when he hit the out of bounds.
You can't play conservative down trailing 14-0.
Not in a game like this.
2 minutes left in this quarter. And one quarter left. Basically 14 minutes of playing time left.
Well, you know, I just happened to win. Man, both the touchdowns tonight have been by fellas from East Hall.
That's correct.
Mm-hmm.
Demery and Harrison.
Yep. First down at the 30, just over the 30, around the 31-yard line now for the West. West handoff. No, he's going to keep it himself. The quarterback is. He's going to get about a yard or two. The option by the quarterback, Lane Morris from Banks County, gets maybe they're going to give him 2 yards, it looks like. Be second down and 8.
Millsap.
Lane Morris, quarterback, comes from Banks County. Second down and 8 for Team West. They are in the white, Team East in the blue. And it's kind of cool seeing all the different color. You know, Gary, we used to during the season seeing all white helmets or all black helmets. You got black and orange and red and white out there tonight. It's kind of cool to see. Team West with the football. Back to Kelly. Come to the near side. Going to hand off to number 41 that time. That's Chiller. Chiller got a little room. He got banged at the 45. Finally got napped down at the 46. He'll have the first down. A nice big run, about 12 yards right that time. Got out to the 46, be first and 10. That'll be the last play of this quarter. The clock gets to 20 seconds there, Gary, and runs on down.
I think you are correct, sir.
So we have 12 more minutes of football here in 2025 for these young men playing tonight.
10-9-8-7-6. I don't know if they might try to get it off. 4-3-2-1, and nope, that'll be a quarter right there. So the quarter will be over. 14-0, blue team.
And back of the fourth and final quarter in 1 minute on 97.5 Glory FM.
There's nothing like cool, crisp air of fall in North Georgia after a hot, humid summer. Conditioned Air Systems is here to get your HVAC system ready for the changing seasons. With regular maintenance that saves you money on your energy bill, and look no further for quick, reliable plumbing repairs or installation services. Conditioned Air Systems has been a trusted name in Northeast Georgia for over 45 years. Call us today at 1-800-AC-REPAIR.
Injuries are never planned and often happen after hours or over the weekend. That's why NGPG Orthopedic and Sports Medicine offers the Black and Blue Walk-In Clinic for injured athletes every Monday morning in their offices in Gainesville, Braselton, Buford, Houston, and Jefferson. No need to call. Just walk right in between 8:30 and 11:30 on Monday mornings. And one of their sports medicine and orthopedic doctors will be there to help identify, treat, and care for your injury. To learn more, you may visit ngpg.org/blackandblue.
All right, starting the fourth quarter here, Michael.
Yep, from Yona Field at Cherokee Bluff, 14-0 East over the West here in the East-West All-Star Football Classic.
Ball's at the 44 going right to left here to start this fourth quarter, 14-0. Team East in the lead. Snap back, hand off, kind of do a double trying to come to this side. They do. He comes, gets across the 50. Oh, he's drugged down right there to 50-yard line. Big, hard tackle, and a flag comes in late. The same guy, Hayden Weekly, had the football, and then a flag comes in late. And yeah, I think it might have been a face mask.
Resinella.
Yeah, Resinella got him.
Resinella was playing a little defense that time.
I think that's right. He pulled him down and grabbed him and got a little bit of the face mask. Now he's, Hayden's looking for face, for his mouthpiece or something. Can't find it. And are they waving the flag off? I believe they're waving the flag off, yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know if you heard me. I think we might have dropped out, but the rest of that was playing a little defense.
Yeah, yes, sir, we heard you.
We heard you say that. Mm-hmm.
Yep. Need to check on the condition of Jarrett. Also, he was injured in the first half.
I don't see him down in the tent, so I don't know if he's over there or not. They'll come out as second down now, and about 6 yards to go for Team West. Quarterback Morris takes it. Hand off to Plemons. Yeah, Ben with an opening. 35 and got knocked down. The ball came out. I think the blue team pounced on it. Wow. Ben got wrapped pretty hard around the 35 down there and hit the ground. I think the ball popped out, and yep, the blue team did recover.
What happened was, Joe, somebody rolled at him and tripped him. It was like that old playground thing where you put somebody in back of somebody and shove them over. Somebody was crouched on the ground on all fours, and I think Ben hit him and just fell over. But, well, you know, the ground can't cause the fumble, so he must have been fumbling when he hit.
Had to be. Either way, the blue team now, Team East, will have it. First and 10.
You can see some of the frustration of the West team, too. They're just looking up and going, I just saw – Hayden Weekly from White kind of look up at the sky and go, just shake his head. Like, well, you know, the East had an 8-minute, 39-second drive to start the second half. They might just run out the clock.
Yeah. 10:31 now left in the game. Team East with the lead, 14-0 in the FCA All-Star Classic. East-West All-Star Classic. I forgot to add that in there. Ren Skinner from Jackson County coming on at a defensive or offensive line position. Jamarcus Harrison takes it with a one blocking back. Jamarcus is going to get tackled in the backfield. How about that, Gary?
That was a swamp right there. That wasn't a tackle. That was a swamp. Leading the way was number 35, and that's going to be Dalton Hulsey out of North Hall. We've seen him do that before, hadn't we?
Yep, him and Patrick Woody came in there, and we saw Hulsey do that a lot this season for the Trojans.
Were those fire plug Mighty Mouse linebackers they had.
Yep. Lost 7 on the carry. It'd be second down and 17. White team needs a – they'd like to get a turnover. A pick 6 might be nice, or a hold it out there on the ground for us. Let's pick it up and run it back.
These teams had 2 turnovers in the game.
Mm-hmm.
Hadn't hurt the blue team so far.
No. We'll split 1-2 guys out to the far side, 1 to the near. Ball's just inside the hash mark on the far side. Going left to right is the blue team. Harrison back to pass. Gets a pass off over to this side. Incomplete. Just off the fingertips. Looked like a Brooks Rusinella.
Yeah, he'd have been incomplete anyway. Well, if he'd completed, he'd have been out of bounds. So.
I think so. I agree with you. Looked like he was really close to the
he was
white
trying
boundary.
He was trying to get to it, Joe, and he just couldn't get to it.
Third down, 14.
But by the time he would have gotten to it, he was still out of bounds. So.
Mm-hmm. The third down now, 17. Now come up again. A few other guys in there playing now for the West squad.
Well, everybody's going to be trying to get in there a little bit, and then the coach is going to try to get everybody some playing time,
for
sure.
I think that's the right thing to do when you get into a game like this.
Oh, absolutely.
Play and Ryder Cato, number 72 from West Hall, was in a little bit ago.
Well, I think we've just seen one of the officials came over, Walt Jarrett's on crutches around here.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I know he was favoring that right leg. Long pass by Harrison. Complete. Oh, he gets it. He had it in his hands, and he's pounding the turf over there saying, doggone it, I should have had
yeah,
that.
Yeah, he should have.
I think that might have been Rissanella again because he looked like he caught it and started to come down with it, and he, boom, fell right out of his hands.
A game, guys, updating you from the game over in Rome. Gainesville scored again. Another run by D. Lewis, PAT by Logan Gailey, and it's now 14-0 Gainesville in the second quarter.
What little highlights I've seen this year, Gary, of the Gainesville team, they got some flat guys that can flat run. Fourth down now, 17. Now we've got an injury back here at the 20-yard line, Michael. One of the, I'm guessing, the linemen on the white team, Team West, is coming over now. That was Team East that got injured back in the first half. Now Team West, they've got him up, and he's coming off on his own power this time. He must have took a pretty good shot. That's number 80. Yeah, looks like Hayden Weekly back there. No, that's number 20. Excuse me, Patrick Woody.
I just talked to Walt.
Yeah.
He said he's okay, but he's out of this game, that's for sure. He said it's either a sprain or a slight fracture or something.
Oh, my.
I hope he's all right.
Yeah, and I don't know. You know, both of those take you a while to get over.
Oh, yeah.
Sprain sometimes takes you longer to get over than a break.
You know,
either a sprain or a fracture is what he said.
You know, the sprain, those high ankle sprains really shackle the Georgia teams this year. They got a high ankle sprain. They're out for nearly a month or so.
How about North Hall?
North Hall, a high ankle sprain. We saw Ty Kemp went down in week, 7 or 8, and was out the rest of the year. So,
all right, here we go.
Now, I don't know. They're doing a punt now.
Yep, on fourth down, fourth and really long.
Oh, okay, I see what they're doing. And they run up and try to catch it around the 30 and can't make connection there. Number 80. Is that 88? Yeah, no, it's 96 for the white team, which I don't have a 96, so I'm going to guess Elijah Hamm from North Hall comes over, can't make the grab. It is a North Hall jersey, so a helmet.
Hendricks of North Hall, I think, 96.
Oh, that is? Okay, might be Hendricks, okay. It is. My bad, James Hendricks came
up. That was about a 40-yard punt, wasn't
it? Yeah, it was. They'll take over to the 31-yard line, little Team West. They'll have it with 7:15. Got a score in a hurry right here to get back in the game if they want to get
exactly two scores.
Yeah, you're two scores down, not one.
All right, coming out to quarterback's going to be Morris. He'll have two guys back there with him, Jacques Chiller and Plemons. Back to pass is Morris. Morris, first long attempt. He throws this one long. He's got a man, a rainbow shot down there, incomplete. He had two guys all over him. Did he come up with it? Oh, they caught it down there, interception. How about that? Number 22 comes away with it. And that's going to be Kamani Hester from Esau's. Esau's showing out tonight, aren't they? Yeah, that's what I started to say. The Esau boys showing out down there tonight.
Yeah, they got both touchdowns and now pick. Well, that was thrown in a crowd, and it was bouncing around. There were three blue shirts and one white shirt there. So Team Blue, Team East, comes away with the pick with 6:16 left to play.
And the third turnover of the ball game by the West.
Second quarter score from Rome, 14-0 Gainesville.
Well, looks like the Red Elephants may be headed for Mercedes-Benz.
Mm-hmm. 6 minutes exactly, half of the fourth quarter remaining.
So we'll have a couple of teams maybe in the bins with the Dragons of Jefferson and the Elephants. But, anybody that's left now is good.
That's right. Of course, the Wolves from Buford will be there. Just about as every year, right?
Seems that way.
Yep. Harrison. All right. Is Jamarcus going to come out there? Or is another guy going to come out? Let's see.
And of course, Buford's in another FCA district.
That's true.
Mm-hmm.
He's got, have the Buford Wolves.
Yeah, Jamarcus is coming back out, and he's got Drew Kalinowskis back there with him.
We play some pretty good football in Northeast Georgia, don't we?
Yes, sir, we do. Five wideouts. All kinds of time. He's going to throw one up over to the coaches on the far sideline there.
Completed it to a lineman, I think, over there out of bounds.
He had he was almost in the grasp of a white jersey before he let go of the football,
though. Okay, now they're going with the running clock, guys.
Yeah.
That clock just keeps on turning. It's cold.
Yep. Guy, and you know, I'm chilly up here with my gloves on. I really appreciate you, Gary, because you're down there with no gloves and outside in this stuff.
Well, I can't write if I have my gloves on. It's hard to write anyway, I'm all right. I got on two pair of pants and about three or four shirts. So
you came ready. There you go, buddy.
But we know Gary don't like to get cold.
Plus my Santa hat.
And your Santa hat. That's exactly right. All right. So there's Jamarcus. One man back next to him, Kalinauskas. Three wideouts, four wideouts. Going to hand off to Kalinauskas. He's going to get maybe one out of it, if that much. It'll be third down now and about nine and a half. Swap a couple of linemen in and out for the white team. John Millar comes in the game.
After the game, I might try to jump out on the field and get something with Jamarcus real quick.
Okay. Sure, absolutely.
Sounds good.
Again, Jamarcus, by the way, with her is an outstanding student athlete.
Yeah, he had an
honor graduate.
Right.
Almost a 4.0 GPA.
Mm-hmm. Well, he's ready to start his college, so.
That's pretty outstanding for a young man that's played two sports the last 4 years. Now we got a timeout on the field by the blue team right here.
We'll take a 30-second timeout. Nathan, back up off of Cherokee Bluff here on 97.5 Glory FM.
This is Matt Nix, president of Duplicating Products. Our local business has served Northeast Georgia with trusted office equipment and local service support for over 50 years. We're proud to support high school football and proud to help businesses stay up and running with fast personal service. As the region's largest independent Canon, Ricoh, and HP dealer, we offer the industry's best equipment backed by real local people. When your copier or printer goes down, we're there fast. Visit duplicatingproducts.com. We're local and ready to serve you.
Yeah, back here, fourth quarter of play, East over the West, 14-0 from Cherokee Bluff.
And the timeout, they can time that just about right, Mike. They come out on the field ready to play. Jamarcus Harrison with a new guy in the backfield with him, short, stumpy guy back there with him. Have to get that number in a second. 1, 2, 3, 4 wide outs. Ball's on the far hash mark. Jamarcus back to pass. It's a blocking back. He's going to throw one long. He almost caught it down there. And
look at that.
Flags that have come from over here.
One of the side judges threw it all the way across the field. He's the guy that's keep supplying me with these mints.
Ah, okay. Well, he waited laughter, and the other guy didn't get it. The other guy may have thrown a flag. He's over there. And
I you know what? That could be
What you
going to
call,
way.
Though? Let's think about it. What you going to call?
Let's see what this call is. That might be offensive interference. Yeah. So we'll see. Just waving it off.
No, waving it off. All right.
That's probably a good
that's
no call.
That's a second they've waved off.
Look at Team West over here. Yeah, no flag. They're excited about it because it won the penalty. Jacoby Giuliano down there leading the cheers for the white team.
Oh, now we got a fourth down coming up.
Fourth down, they'll punt.
Oh, yeah, sure you will.
Number 18, Michael Donatelli from North Hall. He showed out at linebacker for the Trojans this year, out there with those lime green shoes, back to field the punt. Low snap, good kick to get it off. Donatelli comes up. He'll field it almost as it bounces under his feet all the way down to the 19. They'll have it where it hit at, I think.
That might wind up being a 50-yard punt.
It might be. They're going to stay spotted at the 33-yard line, so they'll have it there with 3 minutes left.
Still got a good roll out of that, didn't he?
They did.
And probably the last possession of this ball game.
I would think so.
So East is going to probably end up with the victory.
14-0. You're in the fourth quarter. And these games usually about half the time of a usual varsity game on Friday night, Gary. So it's winding down here with 2.5 minutes now. White team will go back out. Lane Morris, the quarterback, with Malcolm Millsap, Hayden Weekly on the near side. Giuliano on the far side, I think it is. They're looking to pass over here. They got, is that 82 Waller from White? Yeah, no, it's 88, excuse me. Dylan Edwards from Dawson County caught that one.
Well, and the white sideline interrupted. They went, yeah, yeah.
No, it was Davey Waller. I hear a PA man. It's 82. Davey Waller from White County caught that one. He picked up about 6 yards. It'll be second down and four. 1:50 left now. White team trying to get something going. They'll hand off to 41 Chiller from Riverside. Chiller's going to get the first down to the 45, and there comes big Mason McGill jumping on top of the pile. You're supposed to push him, Mason, not jump on top.
Again, another Mason going.
Get the memo about the tush, right?
Yeah, really.
Mason going to play college football next year at Charlotte.
At Charlotte, mm-hmm. That's right. Big number 72, Ryder Cato from West Hall comes out right down there. Timeout by the white team, Team West, 1:36 in the quarter.
So the two players that we know are going to Division I colleges next year.
Mm-hmm. That's going to be, as you just said, and I went brain dead. Big Mason McGill is going to Charlotte next year. Jamarcus Harrison going to Kennesaw State. And they're a university now. You can find Eric Johansson down there. He's got his helmet off and his red hair is showing. Eric, we didn't get to see you with your helmet off during the season.
Yeah, you can see that a long way, can't you?
Yes, sir. Back out there talking, and the ball will be spotted at the 47-yard line for Team West, the white team.
And yeah, you got 96 seconds left in this FCA East-West Classic. Chance for the kids to play one more game of football.
Mm-hmm.
Those of them that are not going to be going on to the next level.
And that's what I mentioned at halftime. Might be some of these guys might be their last time donning the helmet and the shoulder pads. Morris comes to the roll to the near side, looks to throw. You got a couple of guys back there. He completed it. Did he hang on to it? I think he did. No, they took it away from him in the mid-stride. Oh, my goodness. Is that Rissanella that took it away down
Another
there?
Turnover.
Wow. Malcolm Millsap had it in his grasp, and a blue team member got his hands on the ball at the same time.
And so every possession for the West this half ended up in a turnover.
Yep. I'll be doggone. Nice pass, and Malcolm had it, but the blue team defender had it right there in his palms at the same time, Gary.
Well, that's heads-up play by Rissanella. Yep. He's been playing a little bit on both sides of the football tonight.
First down now for the blue team, Team East.
And believe it or not, all of that only took 6 seconds.
they took a knee.
How did that only take 6 seconds?
Exactly. That's funny.
Yeah, remember I said we had 96 seconds? Well, now we got 90.
Yep.
Minute and a half.
That water will be good and cold down there for you, young man. I see one of the guys over at the water jug getting him some water. It's probably good and chilly down there tonight. Number 80, Hayden Weekly. Hayden's one of those kids I've known since he was about 6 from White County. Played baseball and basketball with us. Back to pass to Harrison. Throwing a long one. It's going to be well short. And hit there at the 10, bounce out. Actually hit the ground as the receiver had to come back on the ball and couldn't get there.
And now they're stopping the clock on the incompleted passes. Now, a while ago they were just letting it go out of bounds, incomplete, whatever. Now they want to score again.
Second down and 10.
This one's pretty much in the books.
That's why I thought they might take a knee right here, honestly.
Yeah.
Talking about scoring again, with 6 minutes to go in the first half, Gainesville scored again with a PAT. It's 21-0 Elephants on 3 runs in the first half.
Look at
the
Elephants
on a mission, aren't they?
Yes, that's exactly what was on my mind right there, Gary. They're on a mission right here.
They want to prove that all of that stuff they went through is of no importance.
Want to prove that they're the better team. That's good for them. At the 39, second down and 10 now.
And the Elephants going for their second ever state championship.
Pitch back to the running back. He comes around the near side. And got knocked out heavily. Hope everybody's all right there.
Now, you know, you can't get chippy here in a silly all-star whatever game.
Yeah.
I mean, don't do that. Don't go.
Got to behave yourself, guys.
Yeah.
That was a little bit of a shot about 3 yards out of bounds.
Yeah.
I mean, I know you get caught up in a moment. Maybe you just forgot where you were. I'll give him the benefit of the doubt.
It's not being off the mat, Gary, in wrestling. You don't know sometimes outside the circle.
Yeah. Yeah, we got that. For the first time,
ever, we're going to have a girls' division in the Hall County Middle School Wrestling Championship.
Good for them. That's, I'm great. I'm glad they're going to have enough girls to do.
And I'm going to give Carl Cole, my coach at South Hall, credit. All the credit for that. That's his idea.
One wideout over here.
This may be the last play, guys.
Big
we'll
old
see.
Man over here is a wideout right close to you, Gary. And Flowery Branch, they're going to try to go to him, but he's not going to get there. It's going to be intercepted.
That's going to be picked.
By number 16, Millsap. Millsap going to try and turn it and go the other direction. They would like to score. If he can get by Jamarcus right here, cuts inside. He may. He's to the 20, 15, 10. Let him score. He does. How about that? Malcolm Millsap runs one back about 80 yards for the Team West touchdown. That'll be a 14-6. They may let them kick it. It doesn't matter at this point. 14-6 is your score.
I think it was about 85.
Might have been. I know he was going to the big man right there. Was that Lalinski or somebody from? No, it was somebody from Flyer Branch right there. Might have been. Wasn't Rissanella though.
So
either
is
way.
That the game?
Yeah, the blue team's kind of marking across. The white team is too. So that's. I think that's going to be your ball team ball game right there, Gary.
Make it
14-6. Yeah, they've already got the trophy over there.
And, Gary, you can talk to the coach before they go to the prayer, and they'll take a knee and bow at the middle of the field. Yep, so the final score is East 14, the West 6 here at the East-West All-Star Football Classic.
I got a – let's see if we can grab a couple of players right quick.
Sure, go right ahead.
Jamias Demery. Come here, Jamias. Scored the first touchdown of the game. It was pretty good. I wasn't expecting it. Just seeing the ball, seeing purple in front of me, I went and scored. Now my blocking in front of me was pretty good. How was it playing with all this talent from everybody? The people you play against, you play with now.
It felt pretty good. Like, we connected. I thought we was going to, be a little iffy at first since we got competition, but it ain't nothing but love, brotherly love. I love how this game connected us, and I wouldn't have done it with any other group.
Amen.
Way ahead for you now. Is this it for football, or you got aspects?
Hopefully not it for football. Potentially talking to Ron Hart, coach, going over there, and then I'm going to go to baseball and career in criminal justice.
All right. Good luck to you,
son. Good for him.
Happy holidays. Merry Christmas. All that stuff. See if we can find. I thought I saw Jamarcus over here somewhere.
I'd love to get a hold of Jamarcus.
Yeah. Where is Jamarcus?
Again, he graduates after next Friday.
I think we got somebody maybe tracking him down for
He's
us.
Going to enter into Kansas State early and be in spring practice for Coach Jerry Mack.
We'll see if we can get to him. Well, we got the coach here. Coach, go out with a win. That's pretty cool.
So cool to see these seniors have fun like that. And, really exciting there at the end. Love it.
And you, once again, I think the camaraderie between the coaches and the players, at least as important as the outcome of the game.
Oh, yeah. There were so many funny moments in the game and in practice. Just so everybody was so enjoyable to be around and love on each other.
Well, happy holidays. Merry Christmas to you, Coach. Appreciate it.
Merry Christmas.
All right. They're going to have a prayer right here, I think, guys.
Yep. I tell you what we'll do. We'll talk more after we have the prayer. We're back in 2 minutes on 97.5 Glory FM.
It's kickoff time, Gainesville, and Hardy Chevrolet has the winning lineup you've been waiting for. From rugged Silverados to family-ready SUVs, our inventory is stacked for every game. And customer service? It's always first string. Visit Hardy Chevrolet at 2115 Brownsbridge Road, Gainesville, Georgia. Hardy Chevrolet, where you're always part of the hometown team. Together, let's drive.
Siphon Logistics' commitment is to provide you, the customer, with on-time pickup and delivery every time. Members of the Siphon family have been in the transportation business since 1984. The Siphon Logistics transportation professionals are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, providing maximum flexibility and options to produce the most successful shipping arrangements. Call Siphon Logistics at 770-287-8485 and take a look at their website at siphonlogistics.com.
It's going to be some days that's going to get tough, but you got to keep grinding. That's awesome. What I learned. So I'm just keep grinding.
Down the sidelines, Gary Glenn's talking with Jamarcus Harrison.
It's kind of a good preview for you, huh?
Yes, sir, it is. Playing with all these good guys. I had a great O-line, great skill players around me, great defense. So it definitely was a prep for college ball.
It looked like a time or two there you were back in stride.
Yes, sir.
A little rusty, but got
yeah.
it back.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I feel like I played okay, but we got the dub. That's all that matters.
Well, there you go. Go out with a win, huh?
Yes, sir.
All right, well, good luck at Kennesaw State. All right, Jamarcus Harrison, guys.
All right, great, Gary. Let's see what you can get down there, Gary, as we're celebrating the FCA East-West All-Star Football Classic. East coming out on top 14-6, and that's not as important as what happened this evening with these young men. And also the coaches, you love getting them together.
Well, and they've been able to come together like they have a couple of times this week, maybe practice some, and then come in and have their team meal tonight, have Clint and the guys, the FCA crew, spread the gospel a little bit to them, and then they come out here. And you know, I like what Jamara said, that you know, that you kind of wondered how it was going to fit together, like a jigsaw puzzle. And then you, the guys from that you played against during the season or prior years, and all of a sudden this year, boom, they come together. And he said it was a really good experience, and that's really good to hear. I see Gary wandering around trying to find another person to talk to now.
Fellas?
There. Yeah?
I got Camden Reed here.
All right, good. Yeah, talk to Camden.
Camden Mead. Camden, talk to me about kicking in the All-Star game. Now, you got a couple of points tonight.
One of them, I just wasn't ready. I missed a long field goal. But during halftime, I won Chick-fil-A or something like that. But
all right. Marcus,
that's good. Yeah. Are they going to give you any of that?
Hopefully. I need to find someone who will.
What was it like playing with all these guys from all over Northeast Georgia?
It was nice not having them as rivals. I mean, it's nice to actually get to know them.
Yeah, some you played against probably.
Yeah, a bunch of these guys are really nice. Like number 21 on our team, on East, is really, really nice.
Vandegrift.
Yeah, I got to talk to him a lot because we were both kickers.
Yeah. Okay. All right, well, you go out with a couple of points here in the All-Star game.
Yes, sir.
Way to end your high school career. You got anything at prospects? You going to do anything in college?
I'm thinking about going to kick in college at multiple colleges, but the top one I want to try out for is Kennesaw State.
Okay.
Yes,
well,
sir.
You could go with your Marcus over there then.
Yes,
huh?
Sir.
And see him again. All right.
Yes, sir.
What was the best thing about this experience?
Probably just getting to know the people and not seeing them as like enemies per se.
Right.
Yeah. Because these guys are really nice and just cool people in general.
Yeah. Well, thank you. And
no problem.
Happy holidays to you. Merry
thank
Christmas.
You.
All right. All right, guys.
Very good, Gary. All right, wrapping things up here from Cherokee Bluff High School. And again, you look at the different schools that represent all the schools in Hall County except for Gainesville, which is playing right now, leading 21-0 against Rome in the second quarter with a berth in the state championship awaiting the Gainesville High team. And then you also, from the Jackson-Baines County FCA, you had just Jackson County and Baines County represented. Then you had the other schools around the area with Dawson County, Lumpkin County, White County, Habersham Central, also Stevens County with Coach Flyers, and Raven County. Mm-hmm. They are all represent this evening at this annual event. And it's really great to see what North Georgia FCA does with Clint Fair, with the Greater Hall FCA, with the Jackson Banks FCA, the other FCA here in North Georgia, working together to really spread the gospel. And I'll always go back to why I fell in love with FCA years ago, working with Jason Lester. And Jason had a program on our station from day one called For the Glory. He had every week from 11:45 till noon. We had that with him back in the day before he retired from FCA. Is that he made one of the most brilliant comments I think anybody can make when it comes to spreading the gospel here with the ministry and the mission field that you have. He said, you know, probably 99% of people at some time in their life is going to go through the doors of a school.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to participate in some kind of activity at the school, and that's where the mission field is, mm-hmm. is there at the schools here in our local area. And that's why I fell in love with what he was doing at that time. And again, I encourage you to support one of the missionaries with FCA. There are several on staff now with FCA, and they are 100% really financed by the love of people here in the area when it comes to the mission work and what they're doing. And I encourage you can contact the Greater Hall FCA or the North Georgia FCA in downtown Gainesville. They're on Spring Street. They'd love to talk to you about how you can team up with them and be a part of the Fellowship of Christian Athletes and all the great work they do. When you look at lives being changed for eternity, that's one of the biggest things. And I mentioned the other night with Joe last Friday night, one of my favorite people, when I saw his conversion when it took place, is that when you see, we're talking about Zach Wagner of West Hall, last year in his junior year, before the first football game of the year, my pastor, Zach Williams of Flat Creek Baptist Church, working with the team, and Zach's out in the field, Zach Williams, and Zach Wagner's in the locker room there with, at that time, their former coach at East Hall, at West Hall, probably Crofton Montgomery, and somebody came out of the locker room to our pastor and said, Pastor Zach, Zach's got to see you. He's like, okay, we're talking about 30 minutes before game time. Mm-hmm. And right then he knew that he needed Jesus Christ in his life and was saved right there mm-hmm. at the hot gates of Spartan Field. And that's one of those amazing things that shows you that it can happen at any time, any day. And I can tell you, you're not promised tomorrow, so he took advantage of it that time. And there's athletes we've had in the pregames here that have accepted yep. Christ as their Savior yep, sure. and have their life changed for eternity. And I go back to even my favorite coach here locally. I have so many of them, but Chuck Graham of West Hall. He said, you know, he was an outstanding athlete. He played collegiately at Florida State, played in the CBA, went to play pro ball overseas. But he said, you know, he was just playing, but he didn't know why he was playing or who he was playing for. And then when he was saved at that point, talking about life-changing and talking about the sport, had a different outlook in the sport itself and really enjoyed basketball at that point. And here with these football players, I look at the same thing with the late Pete Maravich, same thing, is that the difference it made in his life, just enjoying the sport, once his life was converted, was born again, you see what's happening. And I encourage you to go out to the churches here in the area. I love talking with these guys when they find out what church they're involved with, the youth group, like our PA announcer tonight, my neighbor there, Ryan Phillips, who'll join Joe next Tuesday from Chesapeake High. You know, get involved in a youth group, and these guys can really make a difference in people's lives, also in the hallways of their schools here in the local area.
Yeah, it's really fun to see them, and Micah, the camaraderie that they've had tonight. I know that I believe it was a couple of years ago that we had a couple of guys that came up and told us before the game, hey, this guy, and, you know, two of the guys got saved that night or mm-hmm. that afternoon at the team meal. And that's really cool stories, really fun. And you know, the FCA does a super job, Clint and the rest of the gang, that all the schools do a really good job. And in fact, I can't remember the young man's name, but the scorekeeper for Walnut Grove was their lead FCA guy there
oh, cool.
in Walnut Grove. When I met him, I was going down to get their mm-hmm. lineup the other night, and I introduced myself and talked
well,
to him.
You met Kelsey Jones last Friday,
Kelsey
who's
last
with
week.
The Jackson County FCA.
She sure did. Yeah, I think she used to go to church with you.
She did. Saw her grow up.
Yeah, knew each other, so that was fun. And that's what it's all about, folks. You got to hear the guys talk there a moment ago with Gary about how they, you know, getting to play with each other. You don't have to look at them as enemies, so to speak. And I put that in my air quotes as the opponent, because now they're playing with each other and having a good time. And that's really fun to see. And actually a pretty good ball game, other than the turnovers. And the turnovers are going to happen in a game like this. 14-6 mm-hmm. is your final, and the team eats. Wins the game. Gainesville leads 24-0 now in the second quarter. So I'll pass that on real quick for you.
Very good. That means Logan kicked another field goal.
That means that his cousin Logan Todd's son hit a field goal, and proud of him. Glad he's doing well and really enjoying football.
And hopefully have some pictures from Todd that we can put on our website. And again, we got the information we've had on our Instagram account. You can always go to our Instagram account, which is Team Glory Radio. And then also you can go to our website. We'll have of course, play-by-play. You can go back to listen to some of our football games in the past this year, and also with basketball. Our website is WGTJRadio.com. And joining us tomorrow night is Joe and I will be in Cleveland as White County takes on North Hall in a Region 6 AAA opener for the two teams. It all begins with our pregame show at 5:45. Tip-off will be at 6 p.m. Then on Saturday morning, join me for the Saturday Morning Sports Show, and make sure you go to our YouTube channel at Team Glory Sports. You get a chance to see me work behind the scenes there in the Sports Center at 97.5 Glory FM, as we'll talk high school, college, and pro sports starting at 9:05 every Saturday morning. Then we bring you college basketball on Saturday at 2 from Georgia State as the Panthers go up against Jacksonville State coming up on Saturday at 2 p.m. It's been a lot of fun, as always, this evening here with the Fellowship of Christian Athletes and the FCA East-West All-Star Football Classic. Thanks for everyone who's been a part. We may have one more football game next Wednesday. If Gainesville wins tonight, they would go up against either Roswell or Thomas County Central. Think about it. If it's Roswell, it'd be a battle of the top two teams in Region 7-5A playing for the state championship next Wednesday at 7:30 p.m. We'd have the action for you from the GHSA Football Network right here on 97.5 Glory FM. Thanks again for being with us here. Final score was the East on top of the West by a final score of 14-6. Make sure you join us tomorrow morning as we'll bring you the latest in local sports on 97.5 Glory FM. For the entire sports team, for our producer Nathan Laddie, for Gary Glenn, and for Joe Gailey, I'm Mike Farfrae. You've been tuned to the FCA East-West All-Star Football Classic on your home for North Georgia sports, 97.5 Glory FM. Good night, everybody.
Friday Night Football in North Georgia on 97.5 Glory FM. Tonight's game was brought to you by Conditioned Air Systems, NGPG Ortho and Sports Medicine, Duplicating Products, Hardy Chevrolet, Siphon Logistics, Optimum Mechanical, Millie's Drapery and Decorating, North Hall Tire and Wheel, EMC Security, and by Longstreet Cafe. Join us next week for more exciting high school football on 97.5 Glory FM. This has been a sports presentation of WGTJ Radio, your radio station for North Georgia sports.